News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI vowing to leave no stone unturned in its investigation of Wednesday night's deadly shooting outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C.
Make no mistake, this attack was targeted anti-Semitic violence, and it won't be tolerated. These significant charges are a step towards restoring justice for the victims and their families. But our work is not done. The FBI will continue to pursue all leads.
The FBI's Stephen Jensen, 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, faces multiple charges, including murder in the attack that left two people dead. The victims, Israeli embassy staffers, were soon to be engaged. Upon his arrest, the gunman shouted, "Free Palestine." Benjamin Netanyahu says several of the Jewish state's long-standing allies are clearly on the wrong side of history. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Yoland Nell.
This was a blistering attack by the Israeli Prime Minister on some of his country's closest allies. All came out in strong support of Israel following the deadly Hamas-led attacks 19 months ago. But earlier this week, Britain, France and Canada condemned Israel's expansion of the Gaza war as disproportionate and described the humanitarian situation as intolerable. Benjamin Netanyahu accused the leaders of wanting Hamas to stay in power. He said it had welcomed their statement.
The Trump administration has revoked Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. Harvard's accused of fostering an unsafe campus environment by allowing anti-American, pro-terrorist agitators to assault Jewish students. Charred wreckage of a small plane that crashed in a San Diego neighborhood is being examined by investigators. At least three of the six people on board were killed. The Dow Futures down 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a wreck overnight, and they may still be there. Took some wires down Green Spring Valley Road between Green Spring Avenue and Falls Road, so not sure officially if it's closed or not, but local traffic, be prepared and a heads up for that. We had a report about 10 minutes ago that there may be a wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway around Georgia Avenue over to Route 29. I've been looking at the camera right at Georgia Avenue and now back at New Hampshire Avenue. If it's there, it's not causing a big problem right now, but we do see some brake lights developing there. Beltway locally looks good, and the lanes are open at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's 55 at Easton and 51 in Falston. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. The Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore is condemning the Wednesday night murders of two Israeli embassy staffers outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The association says it is heartbroken by the tragic loss and an unspeakable act of violence during a moment that was meant for gathering and connection. Baltimore police are increasing patrols around synagogues and Jewish community centers after the Wednesday night murders of two Israeli embassy staff members. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says there there are currently no known threats in the Baltimore area, and the proactive steps are being taken out of an abundance of caution to ensure the safety of residents. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 491. The pick 4, 2561. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker-owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Red Sox were PPD rain yesterday. We'll play a day-night doubleheader at 1:35 and 7:10 p.m. tonight. Kate Povich will start game one for Baltimore, and the game two starter is still TBD. Elsewhere in baseball, though, last night.
Two up, two down, and Jordan Beck, the last hope for the Rockies.
Fly ball, shallow left field. Kepler started back. Now he comes running in. He's under it, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Phillies have won seven straight games.
Call on Phillies TV. Philadelphia hands the Rockies their fifth straight loss, leaving Colorado at 8-42 on the season. It's the worst 50-game start in MLB since the 1895 Louisville Colonels started 7-43. So, yes, Oriole fans, it could always be worse. NBA last night, OKC took a commanding 2-0 lead on the T-Wolves, 118-103. The final NBA MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 38. NHL, Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers all over the Hurricanes.
Here's Verhage with it. Verhage shooting. That doesn't get through. He's got it again. Another shot scores. Connor Verhage with a power play goal.
Call on Sportsnet Florida. Connor Verhage capped a 3-0 first period blitz by the defending Stanley Cup champions, and the Panthers blanked the Canes 5-0 to take a 2-0 series lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, Indy 500 weekend begins today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. And good Friday morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean is still off being grandpa. He'll be coming back to work. He has next week off as well.
Nine straight days of grandpa.
Yeah. He'll be coming back looking exhausted, is my bet.
He'll be happy to be here.
You know, it's great to be the grandpa or the grandma for like 4 hours, right?
Give him back.
And then you give him back. Come on back when you have the opportunity. Because the diaper's full. When you get that taken care of, I'll take the kid again. But nine straight days. Look, this is why parenthood is good for the really young.
Absolutely.
It really is. They have the energy to go there. And I was an older dad, and my wife was an older mom, and we used to always say, oh, you brought your grandchild. No, it's my kid. Yeah, so it's a whole different kind of environment. I asked you to stay for a second because of this. The start for the Orioles is one of the worst ever? Is that what you're saying?
No, the start for the Rockies.
For the Rockies.
Right, since 1895.
Wow.
8-42.
8-42.
Well, so they're on pace for 136 losses.
But just remember, as Orioles fans will recall, when the Orioles started their season, was it 0-21?
Right, 1988.
The following year, what happened?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. And actually, having seen, I think you have too, having seen a ball game in Coors, it's a glorious place to watch a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
You watch a ball game where the sun is going to be coming down over the Rockies out on center field.
$3 beer.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful place to see a ball game. I love the game. I realize that if the Orioles win, they're not going to give me part of their winning check. All right, so I'm there because it's a good pastime. I enjoy watching it. I enjoy the poetry of the game. I enjoy the tension. I kind of don't like the designated hitter rule because it takes away managerial fun.
It's such a different experience watching a baseball game than it is watching a football game.
Yeah.
You know, a football game, like, you got to be paying attention every single play because you never know what's going to happen, and things just, you know, crazy things happen on a football game. But in a baseball game, I mean, crazy things happen on a baseball game, too. But in a baseball game, you can come in and out of the game. You can look at your phone.
Yep.
You can talk to your friend. You can, you know, go get a beer. You can go to the bathroom. You can check in and check out. And I think that leisurely pace, especially in the summer.
Oh, yes.
When it's, you know, hot as whatever here in Baltimore. It's just a whole different, it's a whole different head that you're in.
Now, if you go to a ball game, where is your favorite place to sit?
Okay, that's a good question. My favorite place to sit is actually not right behind home plate, because the lower you are, the harder it is. But my favorite place to sit is probably about 20 rows up, first base side, even with the bag, or close behind, to the bag.
Yeah.
And so that way your 90-degree angle from the pitcher, the catcher, you know, left field. It's a really good way to watch the game.
Yeah, for me,
because you can see the mechanics of the pitcher.
Yeah, for me, it is first base side, a little bit further out than first base.
Okay, so
towards, in a straight view, you can look, you can see the first baseman, the pitcher, third baseman, straight in a row. And by looking slightly to the left, you get to see the batter at the same time. You can see all the infield play.
I'll tell you where I sat. A friend of mine had seats back at the old Memorial Stadium, and then actually he got the same seats at Camden Yards. It was the right field cutout. So it's down the first baseline in that cutout, and that was a really interesting view, because you were straight on with the outfielders, and you were looking in at the infield. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Chuck Whitaker's favorite place to watch a ball game is
at the bar.
The reflection off of the top of his beer. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather. Thanks, man. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. I'm good, thanks. Looking forward to the weekend.
I'm already doing that.
You're already doing your weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think some people are getting an early start here for the Bay Bridge. It's fairly active here at Sandy Point. I won't say it's backed up, but it's a lot of activity going on. I've seen a lot of campers already going east on the Bay Bridge. So a good idea, you know, get an early start.
Yeah.
That way you don't have any big problems later in the day. Traffic westbound is good. We're okay at Ritchie Highway and at the Severn River Bridge, so no problems there. If there is a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, it must be on the shoulder, and we're not seeing it, but it was on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and 95. A little bit of a backup there, but it's almost just a normal delay heading over around to the Mormon Temple. Beltway locally looks good. JFX is clear. Some building, very minor slowing southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy and a high around 68 degrees. Much more pleasant than yesterday. Overnight, clear and chilly overnight. Low should be around 48 degrees for tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and a high around 68 degrees. Not exactly a warm day, but at least it's going to be a dry day right now. Baltimore, 55 degrees. Edgewater here, 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, I know that you, as all of us, were horrified to see what happened in Washington, D.C.
Terrible.
A couple of days ago. It is... It's still resonating a whole lot, and fingers are being pointed. Mm-hmm. Some might understand that. Mm-hmm. And there are fingers that are being pointed, I think, that are actually dead on. I think that we have a problem in this country. We have a major problem with anti-Semitism in this country, and it's coming from the far left.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from people who mindlessly chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine's got to be free,"
right,
without even thinking what that means. Which means pushing every Jew into the ocean.
Right.
And destroying the state of Israel. That they, when you say free Palestine, historically there was a Palestinian mandate under the British. Beyond that, there's no historical record of Palestine. I mean, we can get into that heady kind of argument at some other point.
Sure.
But there's an encouragement, an acceptance of hatred of Jewish people. And I think it's look, this is what happened in Germany in the late 1930s, and Ribbentrop was not strong enough to stop it.
Right.
And I think Donald Trump is. And I think the intent of this administration is to say, hell no, we're not going there again.
Mm-mm. No, we're not doing that all over
again. So,
you know, and it's sad. You know, young couple getting ready to be engaged, just out for a night.
Yeah. A beautiful young couple. I mean, I don't know if he had the engagement ring on him, but you're right. The intent was to get engaged very, very shortly. They had met, I guess, working at the embassy. I forget which one is Israeli, which was an American, but they intended to get married, go honeymoon in Israel, and begin a wonderful life together.
Right. And shot in the back.
Yeah, for no reason. You know, it's not as if they insulted somebody, not as if that they trashed his car or something. You know, that would be equally trivial.
Yep.
This is just two people out there, you know, at the event, and it was a bizarre circumstance. Because once the event was over, people looked back and said, what happened here? The event coordinator said that she actually offered a glass of water to the guy who turned out to be the murderer.
Right. I looked the killer in the eyes and said, can I get you water? He said, yes, that would be great. And I walked to get it to him, and I literally handed it off. Unbeknownst to me, moments ago, this man had execution style killed two people, not one shot. We're talking multiple gunshots. And I looked evil right in the eye, and there he was. And seconds after I handed him the water, he brandishes the keffiyeh, yells free Palestine, and then he's apprehended. And that's how it all unfolded.
Imagine how she felt. Yeah. She inadvertently said, "Oh, you know, hi, murderer. Do I like some water?" But she had no idea who the. She was just being hospitable,
right,
being nice,
right.
And it's by good fortune he didn't then shoot her.
Yeah,
you know, and then it was free Palestine within seconds after she handed him the water. How horrified she must have been to think, "What did I just do?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what? How did I get here?
Yeah.
And so it's, we'll talk a lot about that in the following hour. We have a lot to talk about.
Brought the gun in his checked luggage.
Yeah. Just amazing.
It really is.
All right, Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jonathan Epstein was one of the people who were there at the event. And Epstein said that, you know, you could look at the guy, and he saw something in the guy's eyes that he had seen before.
I saw them at the event 20 minutes before it happened, and I'm just thinking about them and their family. But what I saw in his eyes, I mean, I went to Columbia for grad school, and I saw the same thing in his eyes as I saw in the eyes of all the protesters at Columbia. Nothing different between him and them.
Now, this CNN reported this. Well, you're not certainly making equivalence of the two, are you? You've had in this country these massive anti-Jewish protests. You've had anti-Semites taking over college libraries and university libraries at Columbia University days before this happened. A massive protest during their graduation ceremony. Yes, of course, it wasn't Jews saying we hate Palestinians. It was people, frankly, many of them Americans who are just too stupid to understand what the hell's going on in world politics. Saying, you know, kill Israel, kill the Jews. This kind of, it is hateful language. As somebody who is married to the daughter of a Holocaust survivor, I find this very distressing to see that this is where this country is right now. And Epstein observed, by the way, that he saw in this guy's eyes the same thing that he saw in the eyes of the protesters at Columbia.
They gave the permission. And they've called for this. They have called for Intifada revolution, which is the same thing he yelled last night. They are calling for Intifada. At Columbia University, they call for Intifada constantly. They're not quietly. They're loud. They're loud. You can hear it. They make recordings of themselves. So what's the difference?
Yeah. What's the difference? And the fact is, if Intifada is a call to action. And that is the argument that I think we're going to be having over the next month or two is it indeed a call to action? That is not protected speech. If you're calling for Intifada, you're calling for people to go and do this right now, that is a call to action, not protected speech under the First Amendment. One more from Epstein, if I could. A reporter asked, you know, how he felt. Was he scared?
Are you afraid?
Yes.
What were you afraid?
Everyone should be afraid. I'm a New Yorker. I remember 9/11. You can't let them make you be afraid. You have to go on. You have to live your life. And hopefully your government does things to protect you. Last night, our government failed us.
621, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Memorial Day is more than just a long weekend. It's a time to remember those who sacrificed for our freedom and make sure we're doing our part to protect what they fought for. That's why My Patriot Supply, America's largest and most trusted preparedness company, is holding their Memorial Day sale. And it's a big one. Right now, you can save up to 60% on emergency food kits, water filtration, off-grid power, and more. These are the products trusted by millions of families who refuse to be caught off guard. If you've been thinking about preparing or expanding your supplies, now is the time to do it. This sale won't last long. So shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio today. Remember, when a crisis hits, it's too late to prepare. Get ahead of it now, because, let's be honest, nothing feels better than knowing your family is covered. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. MyPatriotSupply.com/radio.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning. It's wonderful. I have Maggie Hunter sitting in. She does a great job on news. It should be coming up in a handful of minutes. And, of course, we're ably guided, as always, by our executive producer, Kristen Hegarek, who actually, you know, she covers my mistakes more often than she probably has the desire to do so. And I thank her for that tremendously. 623 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We mentioned earlier that there were some wires down overnight. Green Spring Valley Road is in fact closed and confirmed now by the state highway. It's closed between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue. So the easiest way to get around it, I would think, for the local traffic, just using the beltway between the JFX and Green Spring and use that either direction until they sort that out, get those wires back up. But right now, Green Spring Valley Road is closed in that area. So far, so good. Nothing major in or around the Beltway. Both the tunnels running with the lanes open. No big delays right now. A little slow. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway as you're working your way around to the area of the Georgia Avenue ramps. Still clear through Annapolis. No problems in or around the Bay Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy and a high should be around 68 degrees. At least we're going into a dry weekend. Not really warm, though, tonight. Overnight, a chilly. A low should be around 42, 43. For tomorrow, breezy and a high again in the high 60s. Right now, Aberdeen has 50 degrees. Ellicott City has 51. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kerry Cordero is the one of the legal experts, I think, over at CNN. And this is one of these conversations that you think something is slightly off here in talking about what was going on in Washington, D.C., and in the aftermath of this, who is stepping up to help?
The Jewish community, particularly in the United States, is very aware of the threat that they face. And so both at a national level, there are organizations that are dedicated to helping organizations have security, and at regional and local levels, there are institutions that are in place to help them.
And that's good enough as far as it goes. But then, because after all, it is the left-wing media, there is the gratuitous shot at Donald Trump.
One of my main concerns in the current administration is the fact that so many resources are being diverted to immigration enforcement. And that is a priority of this administration, and that's their prerogative. But at the same time, if they are drawing down resources from counterterrorism components, both within the FBI and the Justice Department, then that potential can have more of an effect. And I think I'll be interested to know whether this individual was on any radar of investigators, considering the fact that he traveled from one location to another to commit this act.
Okay, now, to be really honest, folks, I'll bet you some of you might actually be traveling from one location to another. Should you all be on a terrorist watch list because you got on an airplane, you leave Chicago to go to Washington, D.C.? Particularly this time of year, because maybe you want to see the cherry blossoms. Maybe you want to just visit Washington, D.C. That right there, to me, is kind of weak logic. Oh, you got on an airplane. Well, yeah, okay. Millions of people do on a regular basis. That's simply the nature of America today. But the idea somehow that Donald Trump and this administration aren't doing anything to have an effect on anti-Semitism flies in the face of everything that's going on publicly. I mean, it's amazing to think that this administration is doing what the Biden administration never did. And frankly, many previous administrations never did. They're saying to people like Harvard, as long as you're going to be encouraging anti-Semitism on your campus, you're not getting any more federal funds. As long as that's going to be your position, sorry, you don't get to have foreign students paying full freight to go to your university, your college, because that's a privilege. So you can hang on to your $53 billion endowment and not worry about it while you try to suck the federal government dry. And then Harvard says, oh, we're a private institution. When you're taking the kind of money from the feds that the Ivies are taking from the feds, or that any university system is taking from the feds, you cannot say we're a private university without chuckling to yourself. They're no more private than the world is flat. I mean, it's amazing to think that this somehow is the stance they're going to take. No, if you're taking lots of federal funds, guess what? Lots of federal strings go along with those federal funds. That's why places like Hillsdale, for example, take no federal funds. They don't want to have the strings that are attached to that money, and they realize that's kind of the quid pro quo. So Harvard's out there saying, oh, we're the nice guys. You have this woman, Kerry Cordero, saying she's worried that the Trump administration will not be doing enough. At the same time, you have the Trump administration taking all kinds of punitive actions against anti-Semitism and anti-Israeli behavior in this country. People are being deported out of this country because of the same. And it's astounding to me to think that you have such a blind spot on the political left, you can't see the forest for the trees. You have this massive forest of action being taken by the Trump administration to deal with the situation. And somehow what you have to say is you're concerned that they're drawing people away from this? Are you paying attention at all? Or is it such a different reality in which you live that it just doesn't matter to you anymore? And I think it's the latter. They live in a strange bubble where things are always going to be seen from a point of view that has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with personal priorities. and the points of view of those on the left. If you can't ape those, you're not invited to the really nice parties. That's simply the way it goes. Now, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States of America, she was on the scene very shortly after this event, and she and the Department of Justice have remained focused on this. You'll hear from her coming up in a couple of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM as to who is this guy, what are they intended to do with him, and one of the interesting questions is this going to be a case where capital punishment is considered? In other words, is this going to be murder one? Is this going to be a case where this guy could see the chair? And my preference would be not in 15 or 20 years, but maybe in 15 or 20 minutes. We'll talk about that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM right now, though, at 6:30. Once again, Maggie Hunter in news.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police have released body camera video of a deadly officer-involved shooting. The shooting happened on the afternoon of May 12th in the 4600 block of York Road after 26-year-old Jay Howell ran from police, then fired two shots into an occupied patrol car. Officers returned fire, shooting as many as 24 rounds at Howell. The Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division has identified the officers who were involved as Detectives Enger Jimenez, Stephen Foster, and Tony DeBerzi of the Northern District Action Team. The detectives remain on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. And the Baltimore County Council has passed the fiscal 2026 budget. The $4.8 billion spending plan provides funding for school and county building improvements, cost of living pay increases for firefighters, police, and county employees, and it does not include tax increases. County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer says this uncertain budget season has presented unique challenges, and she's proud that the county is working to overcome the challenges with a responsible, common sense budget. A viewing is scheduled to take place today for fallen Baltimore City Fire Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer Jr. The 23-year veteran of the department suffered a medical emergency while on an aerial ladder fighting a blaze at a three-story row home on West Saratoga Street. He was later placed on life support to allow time for his organs to be prepared for donation, and he passed away on May 17th. Visitors may pay their respects from 3 until 9 p.m. at the Schumannick Funeral Home in Bel Air. Donations may be made to the Baltimore Fire Officers Charitable Foundation. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some brake lights now on the west side outer loop. They begin just after I-70 down to Route 40. And then once we clear Route 40, we start down the hill towards Frederick Road, eventually towards 95. All the lanes are open there and no issues down to the area at the BW Parkway. Still clear through Pikesville. The Parkville side looks good. JFX, no problems, top to bottom, clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. There's a new wreck very close to the bridge at I-95. It's O'Donnell Street at the bridge at 95. And keep in mind, Green Spring Valley Road is closed this morning with wires down, utility pole down from a problem overnight. We're shut down on Green Spring Valley Road between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue. That local detour underway, probably just going down and using the beltway around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally, a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A lot of rain last night at Fenway, so the Orioles and Red Sox will play two today and tonight, beginning at 1:35 p.m. Kate Povich and a pitcher named Undecided, sounds like a racehorse, will go for Baltimore. Gives us a chance to hear from Mike Elias. Comments he made during the Brewers series after the firing of the manager, Brandon Hyde.
This has been really tough. I mean, you go back to last June, we were on top of the sport in almost every facet of the sport, including majors and minors. And now we find ourselves where we find ourselves, and this has been hitting us all very hard, but it's unusual for that to be so sudden.
A look inside the numbers proves Mike Elias right, as the fall has been quite precipitous. On July 7th of last year, the Birds were 57-33. That was a season high, 24 games over 500. They were in first place by 3 games. Since then, Baltimore has gone 50-70. That's a winning percentage of .417, and now they find themselves 13.5 games behind New York. Elsewhere in baseball, it could be worse, though. The Rockies beaten by the Phillies yesterday. 2-0 was the final, dropping Colorado to 8-42 on the year. The Majors' worst 50-game start since the 19th century. 1895, to be exact. That was 130 years ago. The Louisville Colonels were 7-43. Maryland introducing its new athletic director yesterday in College Park. Maryland President Daryl Pines did the introduction.
Today is not only a commencement day, today is a Jim Mensment day. That's right. Today is a Jim Mensment day. I'm sorry, Jim, that you have to compete with Kermit the Frog.
I'm sorry, too. James Smith inherits the job. We'll hear more from the new AD later this morning. NBA last night, the playoffs, OKC over the T-Wolves, 118-103. They take a 2-0 lead. And in the NHL, the Panthers were all over the Hurricanes, 5-0, also leading that series 2-0. The time now is 6:36. When we return, it's the weekend of the Indy 500.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the 2025 Indianapolis 500. At the Brickyard, yep. At Memorial Day weekend, Joseph Newgarden drove Team Penske to the win last year. And so they're trying to do it this year. You and I had an interesting conversation before the show, recalling the time that we had an IndyCar race here in Baltimore. It was about maybe 10, 12 years ago.
I wish they did it every year.
And you're a big fan.
Yeah, I love that kind of road racing, and I love the, I think the visuals you could have of these vehicles in downtown Baltimore, with a course that would go, you know, downtown Pratt Street, Light Street, around toward the Museum of Industry. I mean, you'd have some amazing shots that you could have, and the great places to watch along the route.
Yeah, Pratt Street.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful to see that.
We had that about 12 or 13 years ago.
I thought it was a success. Well,
I think what happened was the management and the city really couldn't handle it, unfortunately. I was working at CBS Radio at the time, and we were promoting it.
Yeah.
And we were heavily promoting it, and we were involved, and, you know, we're broadcasting, et cetera, et cetera. I thought the race was terrific. I thought the absolutely what you said was right. The visuals were terrific. You had some scenic, you know, the scenic route between the stadiums, down Lee Street, coming down. You know, all traffic was closed. So Lee Street down, Light Street down, Pratt Street, you know, it was beautiful. I think mismanaged, and the government, the city government, really just didn't do a good job with it.
Well, the city government should not be involved in it, other than giving the permits. It should be a privately run organization, because they have an incentive to do things right, because they want to make a profit on it,
right?
Obviously.
And I don't think that that happened.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for the city to have this, to see that kind of spectacle. You would draw people here for the weekend, even if they were hesitant to go to downtown Baltimore on other occasions, you have yourself a Monaco kind of course, because that's also going on this weekend. In downtown Baltimore, I just think that it would be a huge draw for race fans, and I think it would become an iconic moment annually for Baltimore.
Maybe we're just not big enough to handle it. I mean, when you look at some of the cities...
We handle the Preakness. Come on. You know, I mean, that's what I mean. We handle the Preakness. We somehow manage the huge crowds for the Ravens.
Horse racing in Maryland is a staple. It's been here for over 100 years.
It's a stable, by the way. Stable.
with a B. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I have sometimes I have troubles with with consonants. Maybe we just can't handle it. I mean, you look at other cities around the country that do handle it, the Miamis, the New Yorks, the LAs. That's a different level of the number of people that come out to those cities. Maybe we just can't handle it. I don't know.
Well, I used to work with a guy, he was my operations director at a station a long time ago, who had been, he worked for NASCAR. He traveled the circuit there. And we talked about this very briefly at one time. And that was not his impression. His impression is it takes a private decision to say, make this an event. And it takes the city smart enough to stay the hell out of the way.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just get out of the way.
Right.
Issue the permits. Make sure everything's safe, but then stay out of the way. You don't have to involve the city governmentally. Nobody has to have any graft on this. Nobody has to be on the take on this. Let the racers race. It'd be a marvelous thing to watch. You really would. All right.
I agree.
Talk about that later, I suppose. It's 6:40 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey. Am I wrong on this, folks? I think it'd be an amazing event. I really do. 410-WCBM-680. All right. Pam Bondi is Attorney General of the United States of America. She is in Washington, D.C., and that's where she works. Obviously, this is a hometown event for her, what happened at the Jewish Museum earlier this week. And she was asked about the bad guy, the alleged bad guy, I guess I have to say, and where we go from here.
We can't give any more details right now about him other than he is in custody and authorities believe he acted alone. So we are doing everything we can to protect our entire community and especially our Jewish community right now. It was horrific. I was out at the scene last night with Janine Pirro, who is our U.S. attorney and will be prosecuting this case.
Yeah, and she pointed out, as you know, my kids are about the age of those individuals who were murdered. I mean, I have adult children, and they're both in their 30s now. It might be a year or two older than this engaged couple. I don't know their ages exactly, but they're certainly in the cohort, I would imagine. And as she pointed out, they're two innocent, beautiful young people just attending an event were slaughtered for no reason.
Two beautiful young people were gunned down last night needlessly. I saw his body being taken away from the scene. That was horrific. No parents should have to be called and told that their children were violently murdered, leaving a religious event at the Jewish Museum. That should never happen in this world and not in our country. And this person will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, the fullest extent of the law. And there's a question as to exactly what extent that is. We'll get to that in a moment or two. But when asked about where they're going to go with this, she said the right thing, and I assume that she's going to carry on with it, and that is we're going to follow the facts and the law.
As far as the facts and the law, we'll follow those. We'll follow those where they lead, but we will ensure everyone, America will be safe. We will do everything we can. This violence has to stop.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Not just for these two individuals, who are very high profile, but for the people who are murdered on the streets of Washington, D.C., murdered on the streets of Baltimore, murdered on the streets of every urban area in this country on a daily basis. And that's part of this. They're getting all the press right now. But the level of violence in this city, for whatever reason it is, not just this city, but this country, is abhorrent. More from Pam Bondi and, of course, from Judge Janine coming up on a couple of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, though, it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's an incident. Looks to me like it may be an accident here. Eastbound on Route 50, right coming into the area at Sandy Point. So it's after Whitehall Road. It's after Cape St. Clair. And it looks to me, from what I can see, that it looks like the vehicle might have hit the guardrail here on the right side. So we have a couple of police cars there. May just be a minor wreck, but it's attracting enough attention that we're a little bit slow right there at the scene. So beginning to get a bit of a buildup, but after that, getting onto the bridge is not a problem right now after Whitehall Road, after Cape St. Clair. Just be prepared. Some brake lights and the activity is really pushed off to the right side pretty much as far as it can go. Green Spring Valley Road is closed this morning. Wires down from overnight were shut down between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue. That detour is still underway. City police with a minor accident, O'Donnell Street at the bridge at I-95. Some brake lights on the Beltway west side, mostly in the area between I-70 and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quick question, Chuck. For those people who usually go across Green Spring Valley, what are the alternatives they're suggesting? I'm just curious. Do you know?
Well, if way up the top of the hill would be Pedonia Road.
Yeah, Broadway.
There.
Yeah.
I think because Green Spring Valley Road is not far from the Beltway, I think you just go down to the Beltway.
Or Hillside would be my suggestion.
Hillside is north and south, but to go east and west between those two points.
Well, no, Hillside runs parallel to Valley Road.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could hop on Hillside and go across and avoid all that.
Traffic would know that. If you just want to stay away from it using the Beltway, yeah, but Hillside would be okay.
Plus, you get to see the old railway kind of stuff there. There used to be a railroad that ran across Hillside.
Yeah, you're right.
So you get to see what used to be rail tracks is now just green.
One of the forgotten roads of the area.
Yeah, and actually, one of the things that's kind of funny is at a couple of spots along that road, one of them right at Falls Road across from Valley Inn, are the old railroad stations. That are not, one of them is a residence, and one of them at the other end, I think, is an architect's office.
Ah.
So, I mean, you can, to me, I love exploring that part of the county.
Is that the old Ma and Pa?
Yes, I think it is, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fun to see. All right.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, that's how we'll get them around there. If you want to get completely out of there, just take the belt.
Or stay home. You know, drink heavily.
No, it's time to get out and do something.
Today, dry, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high around 68, overnight clear and chilly, a low around 45. Tomorrow, back up to the 60s, high 60s. Right now, Baltimore, 55 degrees. Ellicott City has 51. And once again, it is time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon, a daily event in the honor of the food and beverage industry in the name of one Bull Johnson.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Well, okay, I didn't ask, but all right, and that's nice to know. Chuck, here's a recommendation for Christmas shopping. I don't know who'd want this, although I think, from what I understand, Kristen could use this, mostly just to deal with talent in the house. You could be a person who owns a champagne saber. Have you seen these guys?
Is that the thing that knocks the...
Yes. Yeah. Or your hand.
Or your thumb.
It's on sale right now, by the way. It's really exciting for those who want to own a champagne saber. No. It's down from $200 to $100, 50% off.
That's what they said about your thumb.
Yes, exactly. 50% off. It left no prints at all. So
I ain't going to hit that.
Yes. So everything from carbon steel griddles to champagne sabers, it's all available to you at fancy stores everywhere.
I've seen people do that, and I think them, so you're out of your mind.
Me too. I said I would cut something off that I could use later on.
Or
shatter the top of the bottle somehow.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah, my aim is not that good.
No.
So, I mean, yeah, you get it off, but hey, would you like a glass of champagne with a nice little bit of glass in it? It's wonderful.
No.
This is fascinating. These scientists can now detect junk food consumption in your blood and urine test.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, well, actually, Chuck, the word came back from your physician, and apparently you've got a cut pack on the ding-dongs. And that's what they're saying.
According to my guy said I was eating too much liverwurst.
Really? Yeah. It's all Braunschweiger. So,
same thing.
Yeah. And finally, this is so exciting for all of us. Yes, Burger King, as of yesterday, began to celebrate the lead-up to National Hamburger Day by offering a week full of piping hot deals, sure to leave your wallets and bellies satisfied. Today, a free cheeseburger with the purchase of $1 or more. This is not bad at all.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Tomorrow, a free frozen Fanta strawberry for the purchase of a buck or more. May 25, free four-piece nuggets, $1 or more. And BOGO Whopper on the 26th, a free original chicken sandwich with the purchase of $1 or more. And on the 28th, a free hamburger with a purchase of $1 or more. So you go and you buy a dollar, is the way that copy reads, and then they'll give you stuff. I think that's the way it works. And that is Chuck's Food News. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. And we'll check back in a couple of minutes, Chuck. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey has the morning off. He'll be back with us in a week. He's taking a week of vacation, although it's not really vacation. It's staycation. It gets to be grandpa. So expect a very tired Sean Casey back in a week from this coming Monday.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast. We're Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A couple of interesting notes in on the idea of having a Grand Prix style race here again. Marty says, sorry, Bruce, but look what the Preakness has become. I think now once it's rebuilt, we'll see what it becomes. That has to do with the neighborhood, not with the idea itself of the Preakness. And this from Adam. The drivers complained a lot about the horrific roads in Baltimore when the race was here. The entire course would need to be paved. That's not a bad idea. And not a bad motivation to make that happen, because you'd be making money on this on an annual basis. From additional, you know, hotel taxes, food taxes, everybody who comes to town is going to be spending money. The city's going to be spending money on making sure that the roads are safe and well paved. It'd be an event. I still think it's a great idea. 6:53, and actually, what we do is we'd send them through the tunnel in exactly in the middle of rush hour, just to see how fun that would be. 6:53.
They should love that.
Oh, yeah.
They should get there by about the 11th race.
Yes. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Well, here's another idea.
Yeah.
You have toll plaza. You could have betting windows at the plaza.
Great idea.
You know? Why are you going through? $1.50, please. Let me have the 6, 9, and 1 in the third race.
Yes. Yeah, probably reasonable.
Listen, I only want 10% for that idea, so that's all.
Yeah, we'll send it right over.
Yeah, I'm sure. The wreck and the incident here, assume it's a wreck, eastbound 50 going into Sandy Point, was a little bit further back, and now they moved the vehicle down to where the truck weighing station is just before you get onto the bridge. It's still slow. They're looking at the flashing lights. There's no lane blockage at all, but traffic eastbound from Whitehall Road going out onto the bridge. There's a slowdown right there, and then it looks like traffic onto the bridge just changing the camera. Yeah, they're all doing fine. Once they get onto the main span heading over towards Kent Island, there are no problems westbound, but some brake lights eastbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Dry mix of sun and clouds today, breezy, high around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear, chilly with a low around 45. And tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high again in the 60s. So we're looking toward a dry weekend at least, although not all that toasty warm. Clay emails in. He says, Bruce, the railroad bed and stations along Hillside were part of the Pennsylvania Railroad Greenspring branch, not the Ma and Pa. Thanks, Clay. Appreciate that. By the way, I wonder if anybody's ever taken a metal detector and walked that path. You got to figure there's something there. A friend of used to do that in older homes around the area. It was amazing what he came up with. Some colonial coins. He actually went to a place where it looked as if there once upon a time had been a settlement and found all kinds of good stuff. I don't have the patience for it, but if this is your thing, I just wonder if you could get the authority to walk. I'm not sure. I mean, some of that, I guess, is privately owned. Some of it not. All right. Pam Bondi, once again, talking about what's going to be happening now to the individual who they have captured, who is the alleged killer of two innocent individuals earlier this week at the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. And she says this is not going to be just an effort of the DOJ.
Metro Police, FBI, ATF was out here. All of our federal agencies are working hand in hand with Metro Police. Mayor Bowser was out here with us last night. She was great. And the investigation will continue. That's what you want to happen. You have to trust in your law enforcement officers right now that they are doing everything they can to fully investigate this case, because we want it handled in the right way, and it will be.
Now, one thing she notes, she was asked, is this a death penalty case?
We will look at this case very closely, and the facts of this are horrific, but that will be decided down the road in accordance with the law. But let me assure you, justice will be served in this case.
Yeah, and Judge Jeanine, by the way, weighed in on this. She was asked the same question. She's the one who's going to be doing the prosecution.
The president and the attorney general have both indicated that, you know, in cases where the death penalty is warranted and seems appropriate, we will use it. It's far too early to say whether that is the case, but this is a death penalty eligible case.
Well, it's death penalty eligible, so we'll see how that plays out. This administration, I think, is more likely to go after the death penalty in these kinds of cases than the Biden administration would have been. And I think that there's some solace in that, although not much, to be blunt. But this is simply something that needs to happen. The level of violence calling for intifada, behaving in the crazy-eyed individuals at college and university commencements, who are screaming free, free Palestine, calling for intifada, calling for the death of the Jews, etc., etc. This has got to stop. This leads to a very, very, very dangerous place. I've been arguing for ages now that we are like Germany in the 1930s. And unfortunately, they ended up in a very bad place because of it. I think Donald Trump is a very difficult leader. He's not likely to be pushed out by some loon on the left as the German government was back in the 30s. And there is hope there, at least, to see that the reality of the situation might bring some people to the table. We're seeing that happen right now. Donald Trump and the Trump administration are taking strong actions against those institutions, whether colleges, universities, whatever the case might be, who are allowing or even encouraging anti-Semitism. There are a number of the professorate, frankly, that I think should be ash-canned, should be shown the door, say thank you very much, but we don't need your particular brand of hate on our college campus anymore. I am sure that I can have some civil libertarians mad at me for saying that, but oh well. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan. And they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland. They have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100 online. AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Coming up between 7 and 8 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, a resident out in Newcastle, state of Washington, has a false equivalence you need to be aware of. And Jake Tapper once again tries to justify how he's making money off of lying to us for 4 years straight.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration again crossing swords with Harvard University, now revoking the school's ability to enroll international students.
In the latest move of an escalating battle with the Ivy League school, the Trump administration said thousands of current Harvard students must transfer to other schools or leave the country. The Department of Homeland Security said Harvard has created an unsafe campus environment by allowing anti-American pro-terrorist agitators to assault Jewish students on campus. Harvard, which enrolls more than 6,000 foreign students, called the action unlawful. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A vigil last evening outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, Washington, D.C., where two young Israeli embassy aides were fatally shot Wednesday night. The gunman who screamed Free Palestine upon his arrest faces a slew of charges, including first-degree murder. The victims, a soon-to-be-engaged young couple, were at the museum for an American Jewish Committee event when they were assassinated. The small plane clipped a power line in heavy fog before crashing in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday, killing at least three people on board the plane. One home in the military housing community took a direct hit, but the home's occupants managed to escape unharmed.
Just like anything, it was, for me, it's a little bit of a miracle, right? A plane hits your house. I don't know exactly how they got out, but I do know that neighbors helped them get out, and that's the beauty of what I love in this neighborhood, too. And military looking out for one another, they did exactly what they did to try to help each other.
San Diego Assistant Fire Chief Dan Eddy. The Memorial Day travel crush is on. Americans expected to get away in record numbers over the long weekend. AAA figures more than 45 million people are venturing at least 50 miles from home. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 38 points and NASDAQ futures 3 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning.
morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays on the way to the Bay Bridge now from Whitehall Road up into Sandy Point. There was an incident there just long enough to back us up. Both the state police vehicles or the Bay Bridge folks, the toll facilities police, have left the scene now. The vehicle is there on the right shoulder, has also left that area, but the backup is still there. Brake lights beginning at Whitehall Road and then getting on to the bridge itself at Sandy Point. The lanes are open, but it's an extra 10 minutes right now. We'll come back and revisit that and see if that starts to smooth out. But right now, there is a delay there. Green Spring Valley Road closed this morning. Wires down were shut down between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue. That local detour is underway. Apparently, some police activity on 95 South, the first exit coming into Maryland around the ramp at 279. So we'll take a look at that, see if there's any problem coming south from the Delaware line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees at the Bay Bridge and 53 in Perry Hall. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore is condemning the Wednesday night murder of two Israeli embassy staffers outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The association says it's heartbroken by the tragic loss in an unspeakable act of violence during a moment that was meant for gathering and connection. The organization mourns the lives of the young couple and the futures they should have had. Baltimore police are increasing patrols around synagogues and Jewish community centers after the Wednesday night murders of the two Israeli embassy staff members. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says there are currently no known threats in the Baltimore area, and the proactive steps are being taken out of an abundance of caution to ensure the safety of residents. Rodriguez faces two counts of first-degree murder and other charges. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 491. The pick four, 2561. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowe. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Orioles and Red Sox double dip beginning at 1:35 this afternoon with Cade Povich taking the hill in Game 1. TBD for Game 2, but it could be Charlie Morton back in the rotation, pitching on 5 days rest. Meanwhile, more from O's general manager Mike Elias, hinting that there may be more changes on the way for Baltimore.
I'm in the process of very heavily evaluating everything that we do across the organization that pertains to the front office, analytics department, player development, you name it. We're looking at it very hard. But
Ravens news, team gearing up for off-season OTAs beginning Wednesday of next week. With left guard Patrick McCary's departure to Jacksonville, there's a hole on the offensive line that needs to be filled. Second-year guard Andrew Voorhees would like to fill it.
The strength staff we have, the athletic training staff as well, I think they're top tier and they know what they're doing. And I put my full faith and trust in them to kind of develop my body and get me right for what's to come. So the off-season program, which is where we're at now. And
Ravens also have signed veteran Joe Notaboom to a contract, formerly of the Rams, and they've drafted Emory Jones out of LSU. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland lacrosse is on a championship hunt. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You like the way that sounds?
Hour two, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He'll be off all of next week as well. I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, thank you so very much for spending some time with us, allowing us into your home, into your automobile, first thing in the morning. We do start up every morning at 6 a.m. Still struggling with whatever the heck this throat thing is, you know? It's been going on for ages. It's going around. There are a handful of people here in the office who have this thing. Just drainage starts, and it's like, well, where the hell did that come from? I was fine 3 seconds ago, and then poof. Yeah, it's a little bit of whining for you first thing in the morning. Kind of nice to go to the weekend knowing you're in better shape than we are, I guess. All right. A lot of ground to cover this hour. If you missed the first hour, you missed a good hour, to be really straightforward. A very good hour. And we plan to do the same this hour for you. Chris Coons, the junior senator. He is still the junior senator, I believe. I think that Carper is still there working away. He's getting up there in years. But Chris Coons, the junior senator from Delaware. If you remember, after the June debate, where Biden did so horribly that he then withdrew a handful of weeks later, Chris Coons, right after that debate in 2024, was asked to comment on his mentor's performance.
He is engaging, he is capable, but the core question is whether what you saw in those few moments of the debate and over much of the arc of that 90-minute debate was someone having a difficult night or someone who is no longer up to the job. He wouldn't be running if he weren't confident he's up for the job.
Yeah, okay. Now, he was asked about that comment the other evening on Fox. I think Britt Baer asked him, do you want to revise your opinion there at all as to what you saw? Now that we know from the Tapper book, from the Her tapes, there's yet one more book to come, it seems to me. I think three of the four on Biden are out. I forget who's written the fourth one. It's yet to come. It's supposed to drop, I think, sometime in the next handful of weeks. But now that we know all this information about how badly he was doing at the time, that, you know, cognition was suffering pretty poorly and that he was going downhill as far as his grasp of what's going on even around him, do you want to revise your comments at all? This is last night.
I was surprised by what I saw the night of the debate. I hadn't had a previous experience like that with President Biden. Ultimately, several weeks later, he decided to drop out. And frankly, rather than looking back and relitigating the timing and the decision, I think we should be looking forward at how we can come together and confront the challenges facing our country at home and around the world.
And of course, they're not debating the timing of the decision of withdrawal. What they're saying is, you gave an analysis of his performance in that debate where you said he was just having an off night, but he's a great guy, really capable, doing a wonderful job, and I can't wait to vote for him in November. We're questioning your judgment, sir. We're not questioning the timing of Biden's withdrawal from the race. But no, let's look forward. When a politician says, let's look forward, trust me, no matter where they are on the political spectrum, what that means is they know they've been caught by the short hairs and they want it to stop. So they want to quickly distract you and move on to some other topic. And that's what you're hearing from Chris Coons.
I don't think it's a news story that Joe Biden is a seasoned senior leader of our country. It was probably the most covered story of 2024, questions about his age. I don't have questions about whether he was capable of being an effective president. Ultimately, he did not run again. And in the end, I think he made the right decision.
Okay, no, wait a minute, though. You don't have any questions about whether he was a capable president, and in the end he withdrew. Does that mean, looking at it now, your questions have been answered that he was not capable? Or does that mean that he was a capable president and it's really unfortunate that he withdrew? A little unclear here. But of course, that's the intent. That's Chris Coons, his mentor, of course, Joe Biden. Coons still trying to cover for his buddy. Not very successfully, but there you go. It's kind of a hard thing to defend. All right, now it's 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Joe Scarborough talking about Joe Scarborough's early comments. That's coming up on Talk Radio. First, though, 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Delays are worse now headed towards the Bay Bridge, and part of the problem is what appears to be a broken-down vehicle eastbound main span left-hand lane as you're getting up to the top of the bridge. So immediately from Sandy Point to that point, only one lane is open. I think in the backup where we had the problem earlier, just after Whitehall Road, I think there was a broken-down vehicle in that backup, which at one point was in the left-hand lane. So everything all combined now, we have a delay coming east of Baydale Drive and getting over to the main span. And it looks like the record drivers now are just hooking this up and getting ready to leave the left-hand lane. Let me just see what they're doing here. There they go. Boy, that's instant traffic for you folks. They're clearing that lane as we speak.
At your demand.
You know, well, I wish it was that easy. So they're moving it again. Going to take a little while. They're not going to immediately reopen that lane. I can still see the red X's there because they still have to go all the way across the bridge to Route 8 to get the vehicle off the bridge itself. Big backup already now for the traffic heading eastbound, but they're on their way now with the broken down vehicle, and within the next 4 or 5 minutes, we'll have two lanes open again. We'll have to go back and revisit the backup, which is there, and it's pretty bad already on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, by the way, Clay in Owings Mills says the railroad bed we were talking about along Hillside,
yeah,
were part of the Pennsylvania Railroad Green Spring branch, not the Mon Pah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and
I didn't know there was another branch.
Well,
there.
Apparently there was.
Wow.
And Marty says that he actually took a metal detector by your old house in Irvington, and he found over 1,000 old Carling beer cans. So if you're wondering where you put them, not
went
you.
Up to the end of Longwood Street.
Yes.
Down after Frederick Avenue, there were woods there. The woods are still there.
Yeah.
That's where most of the treasure is buried.
Oh, I see. You just told every treasure hunter in town, find the real treasure. Yes, old Carling beer cans.
Carling, National. That's all we could afford. Gunther.
Hey, that's good stuff. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't want to drop it on your car because it would take the paint off. But I mean, that's all right.
But if you needed that bumper cleaned, you know.
It cleaned my bumper many times, I promise you.
The trailer hitch taken care of. Thanks, Chuck. Nice. We'll check back in a handful. 7:15 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dry, mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy, high around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear and chilly. A low around 48 degrees for tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and a high again around 68 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And we're looking at pretty moderate temperatures right now. Aberdeen has 50 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, a bit warmer at 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for our mega movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
I think it was the original Mayor Daley of Chicago who once said, if you win the election 50% plus one vote, that is a landslide victory. And the Republicans had a landslide victory by that count in the House of Representatives. Yes, the big, beautiful bill has now passed the House. It's on its way over to the Senate. If I recall correctly, the final vote was 215 to 214 with one abstention. I think it might have been Chip Roy who abstained. But that's the final vote through by one vote, which is all that's necessary. After all, it's a landslide victory by some definitions. And on to the Senate. The question is, how quickly will the Senate get to it? They're certainly not going to start on it this weekend. But the hope is the Senate gets to it and comes out with something that they can then take into reconciliation to the negotiations between the House and the Senate and have the whole thing wrapped up by July 4th. That would put the administration on solid footing heading toward the midterms, and that's one of the things that's been a priority, is to make sure that the impact of this particular big, beautiful bill is being felt by the time voters go to the polls in the midterm elections. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Got to be a wild ride. 619 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come during this hour, Joe Scarborough is now out there saying, boy, I tell you, I wish that they told me then what I know now, because I would have seen the world in a whole different light. And Johnny O with perhaps the stupidest question of the entire decade. We'll have that for you between now and the top of the hour as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, Nicole Wallace over at MSM, is she NBC? No, she's a CNN. And Nicole Wallace used to be a Republican, apparently. She sure doesn't sound like one now. She has decided, after her careful review, that there is basically no discrimination and no retribution against white farmers in South Africa. You'll hear from her coming up around 7:45 this morning right here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Don't postpone better sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale now. Upgrade to a premium bed from a curated selection and take your rest to the next level. Don't miss out. Visit Mattress Firm today. Get matched. Sleep at night.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
A quick update. update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up next half hour, choose your fake news. We will, of course, as that time draws near, ask for a contestant. Good luck to you, because the prize is tremendous. I mean, it's a couple hundred dollars worth of prize. So I hope you get in. I hope that you're the winner, and you'll enjoy a tremendous evening. Well, more on that coming up as we get towards 7:45. Right now it's 7:22 on WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, coming up after the 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick live, of course, from 9 till noon. And then Rob Carson is cool, calm demeanor between 12 and 3 this afternoon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 7:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Tall, tan, rested, and he has a 9:01 tee time this morning, so get to it, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, I'll hurry up right here. Get out of the way. The eastbound side of 50 still backed up from before Whitehall Road, and you're coming over from Baydale Drive. All of that with a couple of things that went on earlier just before Sandy Point. Now there's a tractor trailer stop on the right shoulder. Same area. That may have been the vehicle that was in the left-hand lane on the eastbound side. So they're still looking at that, but beyond Sandy Point, we've gone back to two lanes eastbound on the bridge once again. So we're moving traffic there, but going back to the camera back here at Whitehall Road, it is more stop than it is go right now for that traffic eastbound. So after Baydale Drive over to Cape St. Clair, that's where the delay is right now for the traffic heading east on 50. I don't think at this point they're going to open up the other lane on the other span, but they might if this continues to fill in for the traffic eastbound. The other big problem this morning, local traffic, Green Spring Valley Road is closed between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue. Hillside is the local detour. Well, the option would be down to the Beltway to go around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dry today, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a high around 68 degrees overnight tonight. Friday into Saturday, clear, chilly, a low should be around 48 for tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and the high will be once again around 65 to 68 degrees. Right now, Ellicott City has 51, Hunt Valley 57 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:25. Joe Scarborough now. He's on TV saying that nobody told him exactly what kind of rough shape Biden was in, so you could hardly blame him for his earlier assessment of the situation. Nobody told us either, but we have ears that can hear and eyes that can see. And it didn't take a real leap for us to say, and we're saying it all along, first of all, we felt sorry for the guy, but it was clear that he had lost about 15 miles off his fastball. And now Joe Scarborough is saying, wow, what a revelation. He never saw any difference between the old Joe and the new Joe. But now he's saying, forget that I ever said this.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now. He's cogent. Mm-hmm. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually. Analytically, because he's been around for 50 years, and you know, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, let's review that one key phrase in that statement again, if we could.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth.
really. You can't handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Wow. Okay, so that's Joe Scarborough then and now. And now, of course, it's like, what a shock. He had no idea that Joe Biden was anything but cogent, the best Biden ever, because he talked to him all the time. If that's the case, if you talk to him all the time, are you sure you're talking with him, or were you on the phone talking to an AI? Because it doesn't strike me that anybody could have had a conversation with Joe Biden while he was in full-blown dementia and thought, wow, this guy's cogent. He's at the top of his game. He's the best Biden ever. You would have been making the same assessment that Sean and I were making at the time, which was, it is very sad to see, but he has lost 15 miles off his fastball. And to be really straightforward about it, it was a situation then where we thought the 25th Amendment should have kicked in. That his cabinet should have stepped up and said, you know, it is time actually for us to move in a different direction, sir. We're going to give you the opportunity to politely step aside. And if you're not willing to do that, then we're going to have to go public with it. And Joe would have stepped aside much earlier, and probably to the benefit of the Democrat Party, because he has left them with crisis after crisis, no doubt. Now, this is interesting. Talking about this last night with Mrs. Elliott. By the way, I'll get to that in a minute. Last night, we were saying, you know, the first female president, whether it's Kamala Harris or whether it's a female Republican, whoever or it's Tulsi Gabbard or whoever the case might be, she'll actually be the third female president we've had in our country. First was Edith Wilson, who ran the White House during around 2 years when Woodrow Wilson was incapacitated. And then it seems we've had Jill Biden running the White House for those last 2 years under Biden. So the first female elected president will actually be our third president, which must be kind of galling to somebody who has stayed in the political trenches all that time and then realized, see, all I had to do was marry correctly, and I could have been running the show from behind the scenes, no problem whatsoever. And again, I would strongly suggest that what Jill Biden has been doing constitutes elder abuse. I'm not suggesting she is prosecuted for it, because nobody would ever get a conviction. Nor do I think that anything further should happen, other than a realization that the lust for power is a powerful thing, and you lust to have that position, it is hard to get control of it. And we knew from day one she loved being first lady. We now realize she also loved being president. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police have released body camera video of a deadly officer-involved shooting. The shooting happened on the afternoon of May 12th in the 4600 block of York Road after 26-year-old Jay Howell ran from police, then fired two shots into an occupied patrol car. Officers returned fire, shooting as many as 24 rounds at Howell. The Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division has identified the officers who were involved as Detectives Enger Jimenez, Stephen Foster, and Tony DeBerzi of the Northern District Action Team. The detectives remain on administrative leave, pending the outcome of the investigation. And the Baltimore County Council has passed the fiscal 2026 budget. The $4.8 billion spending plan provides funding for school and county building improvements, cost of living pay increases for firefighters, police, and county employees, and it does not include tax increases. County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer says this uncertain budget season has presented unique challenges, and she's proud that the county is working to overcome the challenges with a responsible, common-sense budget. And a viewing is scheduled to take place today for fallen Baltimore City Fire Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer Jr. The 23-year veteran of the department suffered a medical emergency while on an aerial ladder fighting a blaze at a three-story row home on West Saratoga Street. He was later placed on life support to allow time for his organs to be prepared for donation, and he passed away on May 17th. Visitors may pay their respects from 3 until 9 p.m. at the Shimanick Funeral Home in Bel Air. A funeral service will be held Saturday at Mountain Christian Church in Falston. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 491, and the Pick 4 was 2561. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Here's how to get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you, and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Trust and Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust and Will makes creating your will easy. Like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys, but customized by you. And all documents are state specific and secure. Find your plan at TrustandWill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 20% off. That's TrustandWill.com. Offer code RADIO. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit TrustandWill.com for details.
At 7:32, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And we're back looking at both the harbor tunnels, and the lanes are open. Even 895 this morning, not too bad. A little slow going into the tunnel, but otherwise all the lanes are open. We can see the toll plaza next door at 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, it looks like the lanes are clear for the local traffic in that area. And then traffic is coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the south end, headed down towards 395 with all the lanes open. Our backups have been this morning at the Bay Bridge. Several broken down vehicles, an incident, actually two before Sandy Point, and then a broken down vehicle on the main span. The bridge itself is clear once again, but we're still backed up as you're heading eastbound from Whitehall Road. I look back at the camera at Baydale Drive. It's not back there, but you have a solid delay beginning at Whitehall Road onto the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't postpone better sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale now. Upgrade to a premium bed from a curated selection and take your rest to the next level. Don't miss out. Visit Mattress Firm today. Get matched. Sleep at night.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles and Red Sox should be able to get in both games today and tonight. Double dip, 1:35 and 7 p.m. tonight. Kate Povich will go to the Hill for Baltimore in the afternoon. Undecided, but it could be Charlie Morton this evening for Baltimore. Orioles general manager Michael Elias with an interesting comment earlier this week on the nature of Major League Baseball and the challenges facing the team's GMs.
Big point of pride for me throughout my career has been the ability to adapt in a sport where you've got to do that and where it's almost impossible to have consistent success. But
almost impossible to have consistent success, but it isn't impossible. The biggest reason is the wealth gap. It's not about spending your way to a championship. It's about buying your way into contention for a championship. Dodgers have won their division in 11 of the past 12 years. The Yankees haven't had a losing record since 1992. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, though, has had 16 different organizations win the World Series since 1998. That's the most of any of the four major sports. Since that time, there has only been one champion that had a bottom 10 payroll, and that was the 2003 Marlins. Until this year, the Orioles have been in the bottom 10 since 2019. You have to spend to be consistent in Major League Baseball. NCAA lacrosse finals this Memorial Day weekend begins tomorrow, Saturday, up in Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. It'll be number 1 Cornell, number 5 Penn State at noon, number 6 Syracuse, and number 2 Maryland at 2:30 in the afternoon. And on that note, 7 Maryland men's lacrosse players earn USILA All-American honors this past week, highlighted by Will Schaller's first team selection. Eric Kohler and Logan McNaney were named to the second team. Schaller was also named to the 2025 Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Team Penske's two-time defending champion, Joseph Newgarden, will try to become the first ever to win three straight Indy 500s this weekend. The closest ever to do it was Helio Castroneves, who won back-to-back in 2001 and 02, but finished second in 2003. Rookie Robert Schwartzman won the pole position for the 25 Indy 500, making him the first rookie pole winner since 1983. The time now is 7:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Bruce, you're going to appreciate this one.
All right.
May 23rd, 1980. This is what?
One of my favorite days in 1980.
Was it?
Yeah,
do you remember what happened on that day?
No, there were 364 others I liked a lot, too.
True, that's true. 45 years ago, 5 hours after the midnight deadline passes, Major League Baseball players and owners averted a strike by announcing a new four-year agreement, which, among other things, lifted the minimum salary of a Major League player 45 years ago from $21,000 to $30,000. Can you believe it? Here we are today, okay? As of the 2024 season, so 45 years later, the minimum salary for a Major League Baseball player today is $740,000.
Can I suggest the difference? In 1980, and more particularly in years before that, 1980 would have been on the cusp of the change, salaries were given because it was a sport. People were watching the sport. And people in sports, that was pretty good for people in sports. We don't forget how little the Colts made when they were playing their championship games. And now it's in entertainment.
It is.
It's a pastime.
It's TV,
different.
It's big money, it's all that. But think about this for a minute, Bruce. The average annual inflation, I know it's been a lot the last couple of years, but the average is, what, 2%, 3% a year?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. This has increased 25 times. From 30,000 to 740, almost 25 times in 45 years. That's an average annual inflation of almost 50%.
You know what? This is an indication you and I made a bad career choice back in the 80s. We should have decided, you know what? As far as the money goes, we're going to be professional baseball players.
The only problem with that, for me at least, was ability.
Yeah. For me, skill, speed, and even in right field,
power,
I had a problem catching the ball.
Arm, leg, foot. Yes. Toe, ankle.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Head.
Yeah. Other than the parts of my body that weren't strong enough to play, which would be everything from the hairs on the top of my head to the hair on the bottom of my feet. So,
Bottom line is they got a pretty good deal.
Yeah, indeed. And you know what? I would argue that they're worth it. If you could go to a Taylor Swift concert and pay as much money as Taylor Swift is being paid to show up for one concert, and draw big numbers, sir. She draw, 162 games, and you were an entertainer. If you think of it in that scope, they're not overpaid.
I don't think they're overpaid. Look, in the world of employment in general, you're worth what somebody is willing to pay you. That's it. Bottom line.
TV has made a huge
society,
difference. You know, the big annual TV contracts, cable contracts for these teams, a big difference. Protecting some teams from exterior or external competition, big difference. You know, for a long time, it was Washington couldn't get a franchise because there was one here. This kind of stuff, I mean, it happens all the time.
I understand people who complain about Major League salaries. I totally get it. But if you're in that position, you would take it.
You know,
bottom line.
Basically, it's an oligarchy, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Fight the oligarchy!
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, a pretty good second baseman.
I never hear Bernie Sanders in AOC, by the way, complaining about professional sports athletes' pay.
No.
I never hear of that.
They'll get to it. Give them time. 740 Talk Radio 680 WCM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is, talk about people who are cashing in. For 4 years, Jake Tapper misled us. Of course, Joe Scarborough misled us. Much of the swamp media did. I think one of the outcomes of what we're seeing now with Joe Biden's, with the HER tapes, with the other information that Joe Biden cognitively is just not there and hasn't been there for quite some time. One of the outcomes is the revelation to some people who might not otherwise see it, that the swamp media has been lying to them consistently. It's a three-legged stool to prop up Joe Biden. You had the White House, you had the media, and you had a willing cabal of individuals in the House of Representatives and in the Senate who were perfectly happy to say, oh, he's great. Never seen a better Joe Biden in my entire life. Chris Coons, after that debate in that June. Wow, this guy, he's sharp. He's on it. A little bit of a rough start, but boy, he's tremendous. Without one of those legs, all of a sudden it's all falling down. You can't sit on a three-legged stool if it only has two legs left. And the White House is no longer behind Joe Biden, which means they're exposing the swamp media for what it had been and what it still is, which is the apologists for the Democrat Party and the apologists for Democrat policies. We have the sound coming up, from Nicole Wallace, and she is a perfect example of what I mean. Wait until what she says about what's been going on in South Africa. It is she and what's her name? Lamish Alcindor, it's Alcindor's last name. Wait till you hear this stuff. It's amazing that their minds work in the fashion that they work. They've not gotten the memo that the American people are wise to their games. They just haven't gotten the memo yet, so they figure they can still do the same stuff they've been doing and get away with it. I would suggest to them, I'm sorry, we now know the game. We now know you've been hustling us, and we're done being hustled. 743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yes, once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, and then after that, choose your fake news, and we do have a contestant.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Out to you as a service, Sabarni's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had problems early, and we have not recovered from the approach to the Bay Bridge. Once you get to Sandy Point, then the pace is good out on to the main span and eventually over towards Route 8 in Stevensville, but it's getting there from Whitehall Road on the eastbound side. That's where the delay is. Three solid lanes of traffic eventually will go down to two lanes onto the main span. So I'm not sure this is going to go away with the beginning of the long weekend. A lot of traffic moving east. So once again, from Baydale Drive, once you clear there, get over towards Whitehall Road. Be prepared from that point more than a mile back up headed east through Sandy Point. Beltway locally, we don't see anything major, nothing out of the ordinary today at the Harbor Tunnels. They're still working on some wires down, and Green Spring Valley Road is still closed between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue. That local detour is underway. Memorial Day weekend is here, so get ready for summer driving conditions at Birdie's Automotive. Let them check your tires, your belts, your hoses, and coolant, and you'll travel safely down the road with the help of Birdie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Taking a look today at sunny and breezy, clouds possibly, high around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear, chilly, a low should be around 48 degrees for tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and a high, again, around 68 degrees. And yes, now it is time for us once again to play Choose Your Fake News. This time, boy, I tell you, what prizes we have, man. An unforgettable evening at O'Dwyer Wine Night. It's Thursday, June 6th when it comes up, 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, great company, all at Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Now, the tickets are $125 each. We're going to give you two tickets should you manage to choose your fake news and choose the right story. So good luck to you, and good luck, actually, to Joe in Glendon. He is our contestant this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, or third, sir?
Third.
All right. Actually, it's first, second, third, or fourth, kind of thing, because Maggie Hunter is just ducking in the studio to do this as well. So you're going to go fourth. You're going to go last. Is that correct, Joe?
That's correct.
All right. Good deal. Here are your three stories. Joe, all you have to do is tell me which of these stories is fake news, and you're going to get these tickets to this wine night, and it sounds absolutely amazing. Story number one from Nawago County in Michigan. Piles of dead goats have been found dumped in the Manistee National Forest.
You're kidding.
That's one of the questions in this a little bit, isn't it? Come to think of it.
Okay.
Yeah, just as an observation. A conservation officer in the Michigan Department of Natural Resources received a complaint from the Nawago Central Dispatch of a pile of more than 70 dead baby goats in the National Forest. The officer responded to the area and confirmed the report, but didn't find anything that lead to a suspect. Apparently, they all died spontaneously. Well, I mean, there's no suspect. All right. Story number two. A stabbing involving parents in the South Hills Elementary School parking lot has now led to the school's fifth grade graduation ceremony being postponed. This took place this past Thursday. One person was taken to the hospital. One person has been taken into custody. No students were hurt. This is right outside Fort Worth, Texas. It happened during the school's fifth grade graduation ceremony. Officials say it's unclear exactly what caused it, but it could be a disagreement over to which of two students was the true valedictorian of fifth grade.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And story number three, talking about fifth grade. Yes, a big speaker at the University of Maryland commencement. Big speaker.
Oh, no.
Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog said it's not easy being green. He gave the commencement speech to the Terrapins, so a frog talked to the turtles. And he said, and I'm quoting here, as you prepare to take this big leap into real life, here's a little advice, if you're willing to listen to the frog. Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together. He then also observed, frog legs taste nothing at all like chicken.
Oh, man.
Just a piece of information he's passing along.
I understand.
All right. So, is it story number one? Watch out for the dead baby goats that just showed up spontaneously in the Nawalco County, Michigan forest there. Story number two. What do you mean your kid's a valedictorian? Stabby, stab, stab, stab. And story number three. They don't taste like chicken, do they? All right, we're going to start with Kristen.
Well, I think I can sadly see the parents fight at a school being true, stuff like that. It happens all the time. And I think that I could see Kermit the Frog being the commencement speaker. You know, other colleges in Maryland, the other choice is Wes Moore. So do you have the puppet? Do you have the puppet? I don't know. My choice. I'm going to go with number one. That's a weird choice.
Number one. All right. Kristen goes with story number one in the Nawalco County, Michigan. I'm Maggie.
I am in agreement. The go-to-side thing.
Go-to-side.
Yep.
It's a thing, is it? Yeah.
I
like fratricide,
hey,
matricide.
We know these things.
Patricide. Go-to-side.
Go-to-side.
All right. All right. All right. Chuck, put your go-to-side and give us your choice.
I would say just go away.
Go away.
No offense.
All right. Story number.
The poor goats, they fall over, they faint. You know? So maybe somebody scared them and
goats.
They fainted.
You know, spontaneously, 70 of them all died in the same spot.
I didn't say they died. Yeah. I said they just fell over.
I see.
I'll go with the ladies.
You got to go with the ladies. So far, everybody's choosing number one. Joe.
Yeah, I've decided I want to be different. I'm going to go with number three.
You're going to go with number three. Well, that is different, isn't it, Joe? No one chose story number two, the stabbing at the Fort Worth, outside Fort Worth at the fifth grade graduation. That's a true story. Yeah, Kristen, you're right. In this world,
I'm not surprised. Yeah,
no
either.
Surprise, really. Story number one, which was chosen by all of the panelists, one might mention, the piles of dead baby goats found dumped in the Manistee National Forest. That is 100% true.
Ah!
That's a true story, which would mean, Joe, boy, man, you were the first this week to pull this off. You've picked up a couple of tickets to this amazing wine tasting coming up. You hang on, because we're going to put you on hold and tell you all the details. These tickets are $125 each.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're the one who sussed it out. What actually happened was Kermit did give the speech, but he did not make any comment on the flavor of frog legs. It would be a little bit, you know, creepy.
That was a trick.
Yeah, of course it was a trick. Trek. Of course it was a trick.
Yeah, I knew
it
was a
rotten bastard.
Joe got it right.
Yeah.
I guess
you're still no good rotten bastard.
I guess, Chuck, you were clever enough to get it right. Is that what you're saying?
I'm no good rotten bastard.
Hang on, Joe. Congratulations to you. 7:51 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega 3S cholesterol support supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial sales are going on now through May 29th. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit OatwireFoundation.org to get your tickets now.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so all the backup is still there on 50 trying to get to the Bay Bridge. And then once we get there, we are moving traffic just only in the two lanes that are available right now on the eastbound side. So again, at Whitehall Road, that's about where it begins, the traffic after Baydale Drive. And coming over through that area, still have to kind of keep an eye out for that activity because of the heavy traffic coming east through that area. And it just kind of just comes to a grinding halt right in that area. So be prepared for that. And then at the toll plaza area, the old toll plaza area there at Sandy Point, for a while, they were letting the tractor trailers into the weigh station, and then that backed up into the right lane. We had a broken down vehicle on the left side. They've allowed the trucks now to go straight through. I don't see any trucks going into the weigh station right now, so that's helping the flow, but it is backed up, and you'll have a long delay trying to get to the Bay Bridge. Right now, I would say maybe 20, 25 minutes at the most, but there is a backup early on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, dry, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and a high should be around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear, chilly, low around 48. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high again around 68 degrees. Right now, the temperatures are fairly pleasant outside, all things considered. At least they're not raining. Hunt Valley, 57 degrees right now, and Ellicott City has 51. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, well, the man manages to cash in. And it's amazing that he has. And I know we're giving him oxygen by talking about it, but it's a cultural phenomenon. And that is Jake Tapper, who somehow was completely flummoxed in 4 years, never could quite figure out that Joe Biden wasn't at his best. Immediately after the election, he came to this revelation. And he is now continuing to cash in.
Joe Biden, his advisors, and to a large degree, the entire Democratic Party bought into the argument that Donald Trump posed an existential threat to the United States, Joe Biden was the only one who could defeat him, and therefore anything that went after Joe Biden would help Donald Trump.
Okay, now that's true as far as it goes. But this is lying by exclusion. You exclude certain facts, and then you come to a different conclusion. He says Joe Biden and his advisors and the Democrat Party came to that conclusion. Well, they may have manufactured that argument, as a matter of fact, but let's assume that some of them came to that conclusion spontaneously. Who else came to that conclusion? Jake. Could it be maybe looking in the mirror be useful here? Because I heard nothing from Jake Tapper for 4 years questioning Joe Biden or the Democrats' characterization of Donald Trump. I heard reportage that endorsed the Democrat point of view. I still hear it from, quote, journalists, end quote, not from the yokels over on The View. You kind of expect them to be not rational. Nobody turns on The View to say, oh, I want to hear what rational commentary Joy Behar has to say on Donald Trump. That's not the expectation. And people who turn into The View expect to hear what they're hearing, which is women sitting around talking about something many times they know nothing about and saying things that will now require one more apology on the air. You realize if this show had to do as many apologies, think about this, Kristen. If we had to apologize for what we say on the air with the frequency with which the people have viewed it, they would have canceled us. Man, we'd be gone. We'd be at the unemployment lines. I'd be sweeping streets someplace. There's no reason to assume somehow that the Democrats alone came to this conclusion, because if it were the Democrats alone, then Jake Tapper and the others in the swamp media would have called them on it. But they bought the same nonsense.
When you convince yourself that the enemy, if you're a Democrat, the enemy is Donald Trump, if you convince yourself that the enemy is an existential threat, you can justify almost anything.
Yeah, as you did, Jake, by covering for them for 4 years straight. I mean, there's no other way of saying it. And again, this is lying by exclusion. Yes, somehow it was determined that Donald Trump was an existential threat, so they would stop at virtually anywhere. And this is part of what's happened on the radicalized left. They're making these determinations as to who is worthy and who is not worthy. In other words, who's a human being and who is something other than a human being. It was Donald Trump. Now it's the Jews. We're going to make the Jews into the others. So it justifies killing Jewish people. Because after all, they're an existential threat. To what? I don't know. But some of they are. They're a threat to the existence of what? Gaza? They're not the ones who on October 7th invaded Gaza and slaughtered a bunch of women and children. They're not those people. But this is the justification of irrational behavior that exists on our political left today. Just be aware of it. Who, what, when, where, why, how? That's journalism. Anything else is just cat spit, basically. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the summer weather, it's going to be important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs and ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or Tim Kyle Electric or TimKyleCompany.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. First-degree murder among the charges lodged against a 30-year-old Chicago man in Wednesday night's fatal shootings of two young Israeli embassy staffers outside Washington, D.C.'s Capitol Jewish Museum.
We're going to continue to investigate this as a hate crime and a crime of terrorism. And we will add additional charges as the evidence warrants.
U.S. Attorney Janine Pirro, the victims, Yavrin Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, were to be engaged in Jerusalem next week. Investigators examining the charred wreckage of a small plane that crashed in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday. Roderick Sheridan lives there and says that he was driving when all of a sudden there was a huge explosion.
So I immediately reversed my car and then started knocking on doors and waking people up to let them know what was going on.
At least three people on the plane were killed. A heavy fog blanketed the area at the time. The plane apparently clipped a power line, causing the pilot to lose control of the aircraft. Congressman James Comer calling for interviews of five former Biden aides in connection with Mr. Biden's cognitive decline.
Comer, who serves as chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, has requested transcribed statements from Biden's doctor, former director of the Domestic Policy Council, and three former assistants. The congressman said the American people deserve to know when this decline began, how far it progressed, and who was making critical decisions on his behalf. The request comes after his committee announced it will hold hearings about Biden's cognitive functions and AutoPen usage throughout his administration. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A week after the jailbreak, the hunt goes on for five inmates who escaped from a New Orleans lockup last Friday. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 501 points, NASDAQ futures off 308, and the S&P futures down 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup and the slowdown still there headed to the Bay Bridge. It begins eastbound at Whitehall Road on Route 50. At that point, we go from three lanes. We narrow eventually into Sandy Point down to two, and then we get on the main span. The traffic on the bridge itself is moving. It's doing okay once you get over to Stevensville, and the pace is good there. But just getting there right now, you have that delay between Baydale Drive and Whitehall Road as you're heading east. There are no problems or delays for the traffic westbound. Baltimore County with the new wreck. Heads up for that. It's on Hartford Road. It's going to be very close to the Beltway. Might be just outside the Beltway on Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 54 in Lutherville, 55 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland State Police are increasing patrols and enforcement efforts to keep the roadways safe over the Memorial Day weekend. Troopers from 23 barracks, including the State Police Impaired Driving Reduction Effort Team, will be watching for impaired, aggressive, speeding, and distracted drivers, and there will be statewide DUI saturation patrols. In addition, the Maryland Car Rally Task Force will be on patrol to combat unlawful, large-scale exhibition driving events in the Baltimore area. Maryland U.S. Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks joined fellow Democrats in reintroducing legislation to ban assault weapons 2 decades after the original measure expired. The bill would ban the sale, transfer, manufacture, and import of military-style assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and other high-capacity ammunition feeding devices. The Maryland Lottery winning numbers, pick 3 was 491, the pick 4, 2561. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Soggy Fenway turns to partly sunny Fenway today and tonight as the Birds and Red Sox play two. Cade Povich for Baltimore at 135 as the Orioles try to build on Wednesday's 8-4 win over Milwaukee. Meanwhile, here's more from Orioles general manager Mike Elias on his concerns about the team moving forward.
I am worried about getting this team back on track right now. I'm very disappointed with where we are in the standings right now. I mean, this is a big surprise to all of us that we're in the spot that we're in. I think you look at the preseason media predictions and things like that, projections, and there's nobody that saw this to this degree. So
let's hope the man can turn it around. Indy 500 this Memorial Day weekend. Rookie Robert Schwartzman won the pole position for the 2025 race, making him the first rookie pole winner since 1983.
As I say, it's unbelievable. I still can't digest that. It's just, coming here, I was just dreaming about it, and here we are. And, as one of the guys who were asking me questions, he said, it's quite a good coincidence. Your car number is 83, and the last rookie to take pole position was in 1983.
And finally, the Indiana Fever overcame Caitlin Clark's cold long-distance shooting to beat the Atlanta Dream last night, 81-76 the final, before a sellout crowd in Atlanta. Clark missed each of her five three-pointers, ending a streak of 140 consecutive games, including the WNBA regular season, playoffs, and the bulk of her college career at Iowa, with at least one three-pointer. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a special weekend for the first family of Baltimore lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years. From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is on vacay. Staycay, actually. He's home playing Grandpa. So, I figure his two grandchildren will have him all completely worn out by the time he goes back a week from Monday. So, we'll be looking for the guy who brings in not bags under his eyes, but satchels, I suspect. A full hour ahead for you, folks, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Later on in the hour, Newcastle, Washington, not in Washington State. There's one of the residents out there decided that going into this Memorial Day weekend, they should be drawing an equivalence between two things that, one of these things is not like the other. You'll hear from this guy who doesn't understand why we honor the POWs with the flag, but Newcastle, Washington opposes the city posting the gay flag the same weekend. Yeah, truly. But coming up right now, this is... When I mentioned in the last hour that the swamp media keeps doing it, Nicole Wallace, who was at least nominally a Republican, no longer. I think she's moved way left, whether that's because of belief set or because of her employer. I don't know. Those things do happen. I mean, she used to work with a guy who was very conservative when he was in town, and then he changed cities, and all of a sudden he's a flaming liberal. He does it just because for him it's just a performance and not something he actually believes in. And he performs, and that's his gig, not mine. Okay, fine. And I can walk away from it. But when you hear somebody like Nicole Wallace, who once upon a time wasn't a mega Republican, but she was a George Bush Republican. She was clearly center-right. She now on TV is way left. I do question whether or not this comes as a matter of convenience or convection. Talking about what's going on in South Africa. And she had a commentary, night before last, I believe it was, on South Africa, where her reality is nowhere near the reality lived here on this earth. I'm not quite sure in what alternate universe she lives, whether it's the one with Superman or whether it's the one with the Hulk, but in her realities, things are different. In this reality, we could observe what's going on in South Africa. We can see the physical evidence of how white South African farmers have been treated in South Africa. And, of course, now they're accelerating the treatment. But in her world, there's this.
In his meeting with President Ramaphosa, Trump peddled unsubstantiated claims of genocide in South Africa, of white South Africans, a group that ruled during apartheid. In South Africa. It is a fringe conspiracy theory pushed by the likes of Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, and David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Oh, she's packed a lot into that one, hadn't she? Okay, here's the deal, folks. The people who are being prosecuted now and persecuted in South Africa, they're not the people who ruled during apartheid. I mean, apartheid ended years and years ago. That's like saying they were the same people who owned slaves. No, they're not. They're white South Africans, they happen to be farmers, and they're sitting on land that the government of South Africa is perfectly willing to take away from them at a whim without compensation, and that the government of South Africa either tacitly or physically endorses their slaughter, the dispossessing of them from their properties, and their murder. This is not a myth. This has nothing to do with David Duke. This is a verifiable fact. Just, you know, all you have to do is open any encyclopedia, you can see what's happening. Take a look at any social media, and you can see what's happening. You can see the pictures of the white crosses on the hillsides, each one representing a slaughtered white South African farmer. But for Nicole Wallace, this is a myth that is going on. Is she also a member of the Flat Earth Society? More from her coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, it's 813. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Chalk, what's on?
You know, they had two of the professional golfers from South Africa at the White House.
Yeah.
Ernie Els and Retief Goose.
Yep.
And some of their family members own farms that are there and have been displaced or killed or whatever.
Yeah.
So, not good.
But it's a myth, apparently.
Yeah. Yep. Gary Player, also from South Africa.
Mm-hmm. That was a great name for somebody in sports. Player.
Yeah. It's like you. You're a player.
I'm a player, yeah.
Yeah. Ask your wife, she'll tell you.
By the way, let me just check. Traffic first, then I'll come. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Eastbound 50, still backed up. It's moving. Here's the deal. Once you get to Whitehall Road, three lanes there, eventually it has to go down to two lanes because you get to Sandy Point, and at that point you have to get ready to get out onto the main span. So it's backed up, it's crawling, it's getting into the area at Sandy Point without any problems, but it's just backed up. We had a number of problems earlier, so here we go again, letting the trucks into the way station off to the right side, so they'll back up into the right lane, and that slows us up again for the traffic there. So this has been off and on with what they're doing here. Sometimes they have some traffic into the way station, and sometimes they don't. Right now, they are, and because of that commercial truck traffic, it is backing up into the right lane, adding to the backup eastbound from Whitehall Road. The accident, by the way, in Parkville was at Hartford Road and Hiss Avenue. Just south of the Beltway. I thought I'd throw that in.
That's very nice.
Okay, I'm done now.
It's so good. Yeah, actually, I was just going to mention that I misunderstood something yesterday. Chuck, I suppose you may have been there as well. You're a longtime married guy as well. My wife had appointments out of the house yesterday for, you know, she worked for the American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. And so she had these appointments out of the house. When I got home, she left me a note. Because she sometimes tosses some food together for me to have first thing in the morning.
Yeah, we get that, right?
Right, yeah. So the note said, I misunderstood. The note said, how'd you like a quickie in the morning? Right? And I thought, wow, that's a great way to start Friday. Apparently, it's pronounced quiche.
Yeah.
So you know, she, whoops, my bad.
My late mother-in-law.
Yes.
At the Crackpot Restaurant.
Yep.
In Parkville, or Towson, I guess, at East Towson. The guy said, can I help you, man? She says, yes, I'll have the seafood quickie. The guy damn near passed out.
Yeah.
Now, just one more ignorant thing that people say. My buddy was in Bermuda, and I, with his wife, and we were vacationing, and the waiter, who was very British, said, and you, sir, for dessert? He said, I'll have the chocolate mouse.
Yes. Well, they're very tasty. I left them, you know, they're crunchy.
The guy wanted to laugh. He looked at me. I know he wanted to laugh, but he held his demeanor till later.
Crunchy on the outside and chewy in the middle.
And I ran into the guy at the bar having a Bloody Mary, and I said, I know you wanted to laugh. He says, yes, quite frankly, I did. I said, well, I damn near wet myself.
Thanks, Chuck.
Okay.
Appreciate it. We'll check back at 23. All right. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. Mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy. A high in the upper 60s. Overnight clear and chilly. A low in the upper 40s. By the way, the quiche was very good. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high again, around 65 to 68 degrees. Just minor misunderstandings between husband and wife. It happens all the time, I'm sure, in your house, too. Hunt Valley, 57 degrees right now. Aberdeen has 50. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, joining me right now is Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guarantee and Realty. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. I just want to say, you know, wishing everybody a meaningful Memorial Day, you know, remembering those that served and paid the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Yeah, and that is what Memorial Day is all about, and you characterize it exactly correctly. It's not Veterans Day where you thank veterans for serving. This is a day dedicated to those who gave the last full measure for us in our various conflicts since the founding of this nation. Hey, Vinny, so we're almost halfway through the year now. Do you have any sense of what the rest of the year is going to look like? Are you seeing any improvements over last year?
You know, Bruce, you know, as we've been discussing, you know, the market is completely different as we're seeing an increase in inventory, especially noticeable in Western Maryland and on the coast. And, you know, we're seeing longer days on market, not as many multiple offer situations. So buyers know that there's more options in certain areas, so there's not as much of a sense of urgency.
Well, how's that affecting home prices?
Bruce, you know, we are seeing home prices continue to rise, but not to the level that we've seen in previous years. For Maryland, home prices are expected to rise about 4% this year. For Central and Lower Pennsylvania, we're looking at about 3%. And for D.C. metro area, we're looking at about 5% by the end of the year.
Well, only 3% in Lower and Central PA, that's not a great appreciation of your asset. What does it mean for home sellers, Vinny, especially for those who need to sell in order to buy? Now, I know there have been a lot of sellers out there holding off because they can't find anywhere good to move to.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, that's been a challenge, and many continue to have that challenge depending on where they're looking to move to. So home sellers that are looking for homes in those popular zip codes may want to find a company like ours that specializes in off-market homes. So these are homes that are not listed for sale on the Internet. So you're not going to find them on Zillow or Homes.com.
All right. I can see that can be very helpful, along with all the other programs your company offers, to help sellers make that transition from their current home to their next home, and for some folks, to their dream home, as easy as possible.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, our guaranteed sale and our multiple cash offers at 100% on market value programs provide a seamless transition that's risk-free, plus you get to protect your equity. So if you're thinking about finally making the move and you're not sure how all the pieces are going to fit together, give me a call, no obligation conversation. I can come out, sit down with you. We can discuss your particular situation and help you map out all the options that you can consider. You can call or shoot me a text. I'll be working this weekend, 410-709-7515, or visit us on the web, vinnysteele.com.
Thanks, Vinny, very much. I'll make sure I send over like 75 or 80 links to various properties for your review. Awesome. I'll do that at like 2:30 in the morning.
Sounds great, Bruce.
Sure. Have a very good weekend, Vinny. We'll talk next week.
All right, we'll see
ya. All right.
Bye.
820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCU in the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And time now to find out which lefty has lost it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:20 in the morning. Once again, let's head to the circus. We'll see exactly who's going to pop out of the Democratic clown car. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, and observe as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and wow, okay, this one's pretty special because it's one of our own. Yes, it's Congressman Johnny Oshesky asking what may be the stupidest question I've ever heard out of a Democrat's mouth, and that goes some ways.
Would you, yes or no, as Secretary, find it outrageous for you to solicit or accept a $200,000 Rolls-Royce from a foreign government for personal or State Department use?
That offer's never been made to me.
Yes, so you would reject that offer?
The offer of a Rolls-Royce?
Yes.
I don't understand the purpose of that question.
You would,
that's
you,
a silly question.
The fact that you can't answer the question,
I just
Mr.
answered
Secretary,
it. I said it's silly.
Yes. The fact you can't answer the question, he answered it. He said, that's a pretty damn silly question. But thank you, Johnny O, for weighing in and showing off your intellect for all of us to enjoy as we head into a three-day weekend. That is right now your turn, sir, to hop back into the clown car. And next time we have a conversation, ask me if I would accept a $200,000 Rolls Royce. I'll give you an answer right away. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Where are the keys? Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8:21 right now. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Postpone better sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale now. Upgrade to a premium bed from a curated selection and take your rest to the next level. Don't miss out. Visit Mattress Firm today. Get matched. Sleep at night.
Hi, John Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A correction from earlier this morning, by the way. Thomas emails in. Morning, Bruce. The big, beautiful bill. Ted, two Republicans voted with the Democrats, one abstention. The abstention is Andy Harris. Interesting. And the Republicans who voted with the Democrats, Thomas Massey of Kentucky and Warren Davidson of Ohio. I had thought that the abstention was Chip Roy, and I was mistaken. So it was Andy Harris simply abstained from the vote. The vote passed. The big, beautiful bill now does move forward to the Senate from the House. And the hope is the Senate deals with it quickly, and they get into the conference committee after that, and we have it done by July 4. We'll see if it holds up to that standard. 23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up on 95 in the city. I'm not sure if this is a medic call or related to an accident. Southbound, the report is between O'Donnell Street and the Keith Avenue ramp. So that's between O'Donnell Street and the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The camera at O'Donnell Street is out, so we may not have a visual on it, but the medic call just came out. So if you're on 95 going south to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, keep an eye out for that. We're still being delayed at Whitehall Road for the traffic eastbound on the Bay Bridge. They've made no arrangements at this point to open up any of the traffic on the westbound side to the eastbound traffic. But right now, I would say 15 to 20 minutes, maybe from that point at Whitehall Road, the extra delay. And eventually it goes from three lanes down to two. But at least the traffic on the main span is moving once you get up onto the bridge. And there are no problems right now all the way across towards the interchange there at Route 8. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry today, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a high around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear, chilly, a low should be in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high once again around 68 degrees. Right now, Baltimore has 55 degrees. Reisterstown has 53 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, it's 825. We move from Chuck Whitaker to Charlie Gishler, taking a look at the travel over this weekend. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. How's everybody?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to give some information about when best to travel during the busy holiday. AAA is predicting almost a million vehicles that are going to be on the road, so that's a lot. So today, if you're going to travel, it's best to do so now after 5 p.m. Saturday through Monday are good. Tuesday when everybody's coming home, try to get there before 9 a.m., on the road before 9 a.m. or after 2 p.m. That's the old, you know, stay early and leave late type thing. But just take it easy on the roadways and expect heavy traffic on some of the major routes.
Thank you, Charlie Gisler from Traffic. Good morning. Good morning, Charlie, to you, and have yourself a good weekend. Appreciate it.
You too. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. 826 right now, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. A bit more from Nicole Wallace as we continue this conversation. Here's the deal. If you have a corrupt government, what was it that, I can't remember the Russian who said this to Stalin. I think he was, he said that, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And I can't remember which guy said that, whether it's Beria or one of his other thugs. The deal is, if that's the form of your government, you can make up any charges against anybody. And even if the charges are false, you will be found guilty. It's the old Russian show trial concept. Well, Nicole Wallace apparently says, if it's good enough for the Ruskies, it's good enough for us.
While the South African government did pass a law permitting the government to take land without compensation, the process is subject to judicial review.
Yeah, judicial review by the same government that allowed you to be kicked off your land and for you to see some of your relatives murdered. That should be comforting to those South African farmers who happen to be white, who happen to still be there. That's why they have to get out, folks. It's that straightforward. Now, Matabele Cyril Ramaphosa is the president of South Africa, and he was in chatting with the president. Check this logic out.
Our government policy is completely, completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament, and they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No. Nothing
happens.
There is criminality in our country.
There is criminality in our country. Just they can't take the land. Yes, they can. The law is the government can seize your land without compensation. And that's being applied to white farmers there if their farmers aren't murdered. Now, check out this back and forth between Carolyn Leavitt and Yamiche Alcindor, who apparently lives in some alternate reality.
The president showed a video that he said showed more than 1,000 burial sites of some white South Africans that he said were murdered. We know that that was not true and that the video wasn't showing that. So I wonder, why did the president choose
What's
to show
not
that?
True, Yamiche?
It's not true. The video was showing a burial site. It is unsubstantiated that that's the case.
No, it is true that video showed the crosses that represent
what the president claimed.
The video showed images of crosses in South Africa about white farmers who have been killed and politically persecuted because of the color of their skin.
The president
and those crosses are representing their lives. Those crosses are representing their lives in the fact that they are now dead and their government did nothing about it. Are you disputing that there is no...
The fact that the video showed what the president claimed it showed because it did not show that, but even more, what I'm asking you is who at the White House...
No, it did show that. It showed white crosses representing people who have perished because of racial persecution.
Verify the videos that the president shows and what protocols are in place when there's unsubstantiated information being put out for the world and world leaders.
Yamiche, what's unsubstantiated about the video? The video shows crosses that represent the dead bodies of people who were racially persecuted by their government. In fact, the Associated Press, of all places, has a picture of that very monument, and the caption from the Associated Press is, "Each cross marks a white farmer who has been killed in a farm murder." So it is substantiated,
not
just by that video and the physical evidence that everybody saw on display in the Oval Office, but also by another outlet in this room, the Associated Press. So you should take it up with them if you believe the claim is unsubstantiated. And that's a ridiculous line of questioning.
Yeah, it is. That's your Yamiche Alcindor, and that's what we should expect from the political left moving forward. Wow. Unsubstantiated, my rear end. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news and Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The latest headlines are brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says in-person classes at the National Fire Academy and Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg will resume in June. FEMA canceled the training classes for firefighters and first responders after the Department of Homeland Security deemed the academy as non-essential, drawing a major outcome
outcry from Congress and first responders. In a statement, FEMA now says disasters are best managed when they're federally supported, state-managed, and locally executed. The agency says the courses that will resume provide effective training to enhance national readiness for state, local, tribal, and territorial emergency managers, first responders, and local leaders. Howard County Police and the U.S. Marshals Service are continuing to search for the suspect accused of murdering a 17-year-old at the mall in Columbia last July. The reward for information on 18-year-old William Marshall III now stands at $30,000. Marshall is accused of killing 17-year-old Angelo Little in the mall's food court during an argument. Marshall is being charged with first-degree murder. Anyone with information on his whereabouts are asked to call police. And Baltimore police are increasing patrols around synagogues and Jewish community centers after the Wednesday night murders of two Israeli embassy staff members in Washington, D.C. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says there are currently no known threats in the Baltimore area, and the proactive steps are being taken out of an abundance of caution to ensure the safety of residents. Elias Rodriguez faces two counts of first-degree murder and other charges for the shooting at the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C. He reportedly shouted "Free Palestine" as he was being arrested. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 491, the pick 4, 2561. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
WCBM News Time, 8:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup's still there. It's moving, but it's slow eastbound on 50. Once you clear Baydale Drive, you get over to Whitehall Road. It's been slow since some earlier problems this morning that we had a broken down vehicle at one point on the main span at the bridge. A couple of broken down vehicles along the way going into and around Sandy Point. So all the traffic lanes are moving. They're not going into the weigh station right now, so that's helping out with that. But there's some police activity in the median right before Oceanic Drive in that area. So they're kind of looking at that. This backup is probably going to be there through the morning with the beginning of the long holiday weekend. All the lanes are open, but you still have the slowdown with an extra 15 to 20 minutes right now, at least through that area. A couple of new wrecks in the city, 95 South after O'Donnell Street, before the Fort McHenry Tunnel, Roland Avenue at 40th Street, and keep in mind Green Spring Valley Road still closed. They're reattaching some wires from a wreck overnight were closed between Falls Road and Green Spring Avenue with the detour still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't postpone better sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale now. Upgrade to a premium bed from a curated selection and take your rest to the next level. Don't miss out. Visit Mattress Firm today. Get matched. Sleep at night.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. More of Orioles general manager Mike Elias as the Birds and Red Sox get set for a day-night doubleheader today in Boston. The GM asked if he's concerned about the lack of major league coaching experience among Tony Masolino and his staff.
It's a young staff. That's something that I'm aware of. There's a relative inexperience, but it's a very talented group. A lot of major league playing experience in the group. And a lot of good baseball intellect in the group. So I'm working with these guys every day, trying to figure out and troubleshoot what we can do to get these guys playing better.
O's come into the Red Sox series 16 under and 13 and a half back of the Yanks, but it actually could be worse. We could be in Colorado.
And Jordan Beck, the last hope for the Rockies.
Fly ball, shallow left field. Kepler started back. Now he comes running in. He's under it. Makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
The Phillies handing the Rockies their fifth straight loss, leaving Colorado 8-42 on the season. It's the worst 50-game start in MLB since the 1895 Louisville Colonels started 7-43. Memorial Day weekend, of course, is a big weekend for racing. The NASCAR Cup Series hits the midpoint of the 26-race regular season with Sunday's Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Joe Gibbs Racing, Christopher Bell, the defending Coca-Cola 600 winner, comes into this weekend after his victory at the All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro last week. Hendrick Motorsports, Kyle Larson with three wins and eight top five finishes this season. The 32-year-old is attempting for the second time to make history by joining John Andretti, Tony Stewart, Robbie Gordon, and Kurt Busch as the only drivers to take the green flag in both the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 on the same day. Indy kicks off at 12:45. Coca-Cola goes off at 6 p.m. on Sunday. NCAA lacrosse Final Four weekend at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Kelly clan will be well represented. Baltimore's first family of lacrosse, along with the Stanwicks, headed by Janet and Francis Kelly Jr., composed of four sons, 21 grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. They'll have a lot on the line this weekend. Junior defenseman J.K. Kelly and number one seed Cornell will face number five seed Penn State in the Division I tournament semifinal Saturday at noon. Then fifth-year senior attack Daniel Kelly and number two seed Maryland will clash with number six seed Syracuse in another semifinal at 2:30. And then finally, sophomore midfielder Iyasu Kelly and Dickinson will tangle with Tufts in the Division III final on Sunday at 7 p.m. More than two dozen family members from the Kellys are expected to show up at Gillette this weekend. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a baseball oddity that'll really make you wonder.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Bruce, the answer isn't 11.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Wait till you hear it.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. This is an oddity that only sports can provide from time to time.
Right.
There have been only two players in Major League Baseball history with the last name of Moyer.
Okay.
M-O-Y-E-R.
All right.
Okay. The first one was Eddie Moyer. He pitched in six games for the Washington Senators in 1910.
I remember it well.
Okay, yeah. Right. And he passed away on November 18th of 1962 at the age of 77.
Okay.
So there you have it. Eddie Moyer played for the Senators in 1910, passed away November 18th, 1962. The other Moyer was a guy by the name of Jamie Moyer.
Sure.
You probably know him.
Yeah.
Guess what day he was born on?
The same date?
November 18th, 1962.
No kidding.
Can you believe it?
That is a baseball oddity.
That is just an oddity, period.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That is just amazing.
Two Moyers, one died and one born on the same day.
Yeah. And actually,
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do, yeah. And the answer that I was thinking of was a different question.
It was 11.
Is 11.
Right.
Yeah. Here's the situation. There are two outs in the inning.
Yeah.
Bases are loaded.
Oh, yeah, 11. Right.
11 is the answer. Is how many pitches can be thrown before you walk in a run? And the answer is 11.
Wait a minute. The two outs, bases loaded.
Two outs, bases loaded.
Bottom of the ninth, or
bottom
doesn't matter?
Oh, no, in bottom of the anything. It doesn't matter. End of the inning.
Yeah.
And the count is 3-2.
Right.
How many pitches, totally, including those five, how many pitches totally must be thrown in order to retire the side or to have a run come in?
No, how could it be 11? I mean, you could keep fouling balls off forever.
No.
Why?
No. Inning is over. There's a rule that, you know, the inning will be over. I forget what it is. If somebody is, you have to look at the baseball rule. But then the batter picks up the same spot the next inning, same count, and he has to be pitched all over again. So he has to be pitched from 0-0. So you have the five from the 3-2 and you run five more, 3-2 in the next inning, and one more is 11. There you go.
You know what? It's a holiday weekend. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. I can't remember what the rule is, but there's a rule where, okay, where the batter, basically, without retiring the sides, the batter gets to come back and bat again the next inning.
Okay. Right. I'm going to have to go to AI and figure that out. That's way above my pay grade.
It's somehow probably above my intellect. So you're in better shape than I am.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend, my friend.
Yep. Yeah, and let's all remember what Memorial Day is all about, folks. That's my one request for you this weekend is sometime on Monday, if you would please set aside 60 seconds to 5 minutes, to an hour, whatever the case might be, to remember what Memorial Day is all about. And in your heart, thank those who gave the last full measure of their lives for us. On that topic, we're going to skip that very next step. We're going to go to the Newcastle, Washington resident cut next. All right. On that topic, Newcastle, Washington. One of the residents stood up in the City Hall meeting this past week, very upset that the City Hall was willing to have the POW/MIA flag flying, but not going into this weekend to have the Gay Pride flag flying over City Hall.
You're a veteran. You would, of course, support putting the POW flag up on the pole, despite them being a massive minority of our American population. But you have a problem with certain vocal minority voices, like the LGBTQIA+ community, having a say or having a flag up there. Why are we honoring POWs who are dead, but not our citizens who are alive? Because we value the sacrifice that was made, right? We have citizens that are alive today that are suffering, and they're asking for help, and they're feeling ignored.
They're suffering. They're feeling ignored. So some of that's equivalent to being a POW or MIA. He went on.
Why are we having such a big fight over a flag? Who is being harmed by the flag being up? I don't think anyone is. But we have people that are telling us that they're being harmed by the flag not being up. They're not feeling heard. They're not feeling represented. They're not feeling loved by our city. Why? Why is this such a continual issue for this? People keep bringing religion into this. People keep bringing political opinions into this. If we're going to stand and support each other, we need to be able to do that in a way that people can feel heard without feeling oppressed.
It's amazing. The mayor has brains.
Just briefly, I mean, for the second time in a couple of months, I'm just flabbergasted that somebody thinks there's an equal sign between the POW flag and the Pride flag. Oh my God! If I got to explain that, that is a sad day.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, it is a sad day, and when you have to explain that there is no equal sign between POW/MIA and Gay Pride, that is indeed a sad day. 8:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, so the backup on the approach to the Bay Bridge still there. It's at Whitehall Road. We started out with an accident. We had a broken down vehicle on the bridge, then another broken down vehicle. Then they let some traffic in to the way station as you're going east through the old toll plaza area. They're not doing that right now, but there are some police cars all sitting in the median, and I think just their presence, everybody's kind of looking at it. So right before you get there to Oceanic Drive and through there, the backup is still there back to Whitehall Road. And it's still just two lanes as we stand right now getting on to the main span, which in turn, at least once you get there and you go across, you're fine all the way to Stevensville and out through the intersection there at Route 8. The police activity was on the right side, southbound 95 between O'Donnell Street and the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the late wreck in the city, not far from the rotunda at Roland Avenue at 40th Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy. A high should be around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear, chilly. A low should be around 48 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high about 68 degrees again. Right now, Middle River has 53 degrees, and the Hunt Valley right now has 57. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, this is fascinating to me. You take a look at what's going on around us, and you see that there's craziness pretty much everywhere. Shermichael Singleton is a prominent African-American conservative, and he was on that show with, what's her name? Nicole, not Nicole. I'm blanking her name. and I'll think of it during the conversation, talking about the strain that illegals put on U.S. resources. Here's how the conversation went.
Broadly speaking, for the most part, we have no idea who the people are who are coming into our country illegally. Number two, it is an excessive strain on all resources across the board. Healthcare, crime, school, education. You have to deter this behavior from continuing to happen because it has become a problem. If you come to the United States and break our laws, violate our immigration laws, it will have severe consequences.
He's right, of course. But the pushback from the left was, well, somehow then you're suggesting we deport them? Well, yeah. Well, what about the ones they're sending off to the Sudan? That's just mean. Scott Jennings, also on the same panel, said, what do I care?
I don't care what we do with them. These are heinous, violent criminals, and they do not need to be here. That's all I know.
Period. They do not need to be here. They can be pretty much anywhere else. Question is, well, why didn't you send them back to their home country? Because their home country would not take them. Again, this is one of these 80-20 issues where the Democrats are out of touch on this. Completely out of touch. Except one or two Democrats are getting it. Senator John Fetterman, just north of us, the beautiful, spectacular state of Pennsylvania, he understands. And he doesn't know exactly how to turn his party around.
I've been very, very, very pro-immigration, but I early identified the serious problem about the border, the security.
What a twist!
And I've said this publicly, I'll say it now, that my party failed to secure our border. And we deserve to pay a political price for that. And I've been trying to find a way forward to move forward on those things. You're the secretary and I'm a member of this committee, so I believe we have to find a way to work forward together.
Are you shocked?
Yeah, I am shocked that a Democrat would actually begin to say those kinds of things, which is, again, one of these interesting phenomena that Fetterman... every once in a while, he sounds profoundly Republican. Of course, the guy is elected as a Democrat. And I underestimated him at the beginning, mostly because of the stroke he'd gone through, and that was unfair of me. I own up to that. The man still has some difficulties with articulation, but his brain seems to be working just fine. He has no problem conducting thoughts. He has no problem expressing his point of view. It's not a problem whatsoever. And whether or not the Democrats will actually ever figure this out completely is another question, but we'll see if they do. By the way, the Senate has passed the No Tax on Tips Act, waiting still for the big, beautiful bill to come over from the House. But it's interesting to hear that this is actually one of the first actions the Senate has taken up. A bipartisan bill passed the Senate by unanimous vote. And this just past couple of days, could mean no income tax for bartenders and restaurant workers on tips, as well as the other occupations that rely heavily on gratuities. The No Tax on Tips Act went through the Senate Tuesday this week after being introduced by Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas in January, co-sponsored by a group of senators that included Democrats from Nebraska, Jackie Rosen, and Catherine Cortez Masto, who is both from Nevada. A bill, by the way, advances President Trump's campaign promise to eliminate taxes on tips for workers who make a significant part of income from gratuities. As the bill heads to Congress and then to President Trump for law, it's become a breakdown of the proposed legislation as to what it means. What does it mean? It means that people who work on tips, and if you're one of them, this is important stuff to know. There's a top end on this. If you make up to $25,000 in tips, no taxes on that first $25,000 in tips. $25,000 tax-free. So if you made $70,000 last year in a given year, but $25,000 of that came from cash tips, you'd be taxed on $45,000 of income instead of $70,000. In other words, the $70,000 minus $25,000 leaves you with $45,000. That's significant. That's a tremendous help to those individuals who have been working on gratuities and then say, look, it also brings people into compliance with federal tax law. Because, again, and having worked in a situation as a short order cook a million years ago, you live on those tips, and maybe once in a while, people might not actually report all of their tips. I've heard, anyway, or so the rumor has it, this makes it that you have no incentive to not report them. $25,000 in tips is a big, big chunk of money. So again, if you're roughly $70,000 as a bartender, or as a waiter, or as a waitress, or actually as the short order cook, you can have that $25,000 in tips, and that money will not be taxed, which means there's no longer any incentive for not reporting that income, which will bring us to a little closer reality as what they'll actually earn as well. And beyond that, I think it's good policy. It encourages good service. Think about this. Those individuals who work on taxes and tips now have a rather specific incentive to give good service. It's the difference between a 12% tip and a 20% tip. If that money's not going to be taxed, you're incentivized to actually give good service. No matter in what industry you happen to be, if you're collecting gratuities, that is a hell of an incentive. Here's $25,000 tax-free if you give us good service. And, of course, if you make $15,000 tax-free, you're giving away $10,000 that you could have earned if you simply given good service for the extra $10,000. It's tremendous news for people who actually have been working for gratuities. The next question is, what's going to happen with the big, beautiful bill? And will the Senate be able to correct some of the mistakes made on, for example, seniors and Social Security income? We'll see. 851 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president. A man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country. And he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people, because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow. So what I get from that is Rob Carson doesn't like pudding. I was listening very carefully.
I didn't get that drift out of that, but that's all right.
Well, we hear different things, I suppose. 8:53. Traffic and weather on the 3.
Maybe he likes it on certain things. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not going there.
Yeah, I like pudding. It's
I do. Geez.
Yeah, it's 8:53. Traffic and weather on the 3.
Let's just do the rest of the show about pudding.
Yeah, pudding. That's it. On Tuesday, we're going to come back a whole hour on pudding.
I like that. I like
traffic
that.
And weather on the 3s, Chuck.
The ride to the Bay Bridge is actually getting a little bit better now from Whitehall Road into Sandy Point. The backup is not so solid as it was earlier. So that's good news. At least right now, we're moving some traffic, I would think, now from the tail end of this into Sandy Point, maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes or so, barring any new problems. But we started off way early this morning with a number of problems keeping us slow. But for right now, the pace is definitely better through there. The one leftover problem was in the right lane, southbound 95, approaching the Fort McHenry Tunnel after the O'Donnell Street ramp. And they're still going to be there for a while. They're putting some wires back up. Green Spring Valley Road is closed. Between between Falls Road and Greenspring Avenue. That detour is still there, probably through the morning as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk Tuesday morning first thing. Dry, sunny, and a mix of sun and clouds today at a high around 68 degrees. Overnight, clear, chilly, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high again. Back up to the mid to high 60s, depending on exactly where you are right now. Essex, 53 degrees. Reisterstown, also 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick live. Like the Nashville hoodie you got on, Kim. Yeah, it's nice.
Very casual.
Yeah,
very
casual Friday. Is that what we are?
I figured nobody would be here. Everybody.
Hey, come on, Casey's out of the building. We can dress what we want.
He's gone. Let's party. Now, so, of course, we have lots to talk about today. Some updates on the tragedy and the shooting in D.C. outside the Jewish Museum. Judge Jeanine Pirro, I think she did a fantastic job at the press conference, making sure that it will not be tolerated ever again, and hopefully setting a good message to anybody that thought that they could be a copycat in this situation. So I love the fact that they're taking all of this very seriously. I see they beefed up security here in Maryland and in New York and other areas as well, where they have a large Jewish community. So we're going to talk about all of that. Also, we'll talk about the fact that Congressman Glenn Ivey has not taken the hit. He's on his way down El Salvador to check on Kilmar Orrego Garcia.
I hope he's doing all right. Yeah, I mean, I worry about this guy.
I am too. It's at the top of my mind.
Yeah. Get up in the morning and say, I wonder how Kilmar Garcia is doing this morning.
Yeah, so he's going down there. But you know what? I'm very interested to see if he's actually able to see him. Because I think El Salvador is done with the shenanigans. Yeah. They know that it's just photo ops.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And then also, did you notice there have been bear sightings across the state of Maryland?
People running around naked?
No.
Kim, I had no idea.
No, there's been cute little bear cubs.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood. Where is my mind?
Columbia, Reisterstown, Pikesville.
Okay.
So everybody, I just want to warn everybody. It's a cute bear, but please don't approach him.
Don't approach bear people.
Yes.
That's the lesson.
So much more.
Don't approach bear people.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Kim Klasick live for 9 o'clock. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know Vinny Steo has a solution for you. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. So if you're planning to sell, please talk to Vinny Steo. Telephone number, please, is 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steo. Whenever you spend time with Vinny, you realize why. He is Maryland's local real estate authority. Vinny Steele, not just another agent, Maryland's real estate expert. Call him if you're thinking about selling. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. All right, folks, I'm going to send you to the weekend with my favorite new artist. If you like Texas blues rock, this little cutie, she's coming to town, I think, to Annapolis, but I think it's like midweek, so I'm going to miss it. Her name is Allie Venable, and she's absolutely stellar. Can rock. That's it for us. See you Tuesday morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.